Hey, what's poppin', people? Yeah. Got the 105.1 reunion crowd here tonight. I'm sure there's eight people who are very excited about that. The little station that couldn't.
Present company included.
It could.
Or no, excluded.
It could have.
I know. Actually, we did well. I think
could have been
fine.
A contender.
Yeah, we could have been a contender.
Not
we got screwed.
It.
Actually, I really think it was... Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. We got Mark from Berkeley. Maz from St. Clair Shores. Jay's here all the way from Plymouth. I'm Drew from Ferndale. This is the Drew and Mike Podcast. And where to start? Well, I guess the activating of the Brad Ausmus option is item number one of the day. And I don't know, this to me is a dumb move to just pick up the option for 1 year. He's a lame duck again.
He is.
He's already a lame duck.
Either give the guy an extra year or don't bother. Don't bother.
Yeah, you just, you know, plan on ponying up for the year. If you want to fire him after a year, then, you know, you pick up the extra year. But meanwhile, people don't ask, you know, what's the deal with Ausmus all year long like they have the last 2 years.
It's going to be even worse next year now.
Well, unless they're any good.
They're going to be the same.
I feel like they kept him by default because, there's no one else out there.
There's not a lot out there unless you really go digging.
Well, also, you know what else I think is interesting about his situation is he's learned a lot in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he's now, they've trained him. They've been the training ground, and they're going to let somebody else hire him.
He's been a great intern.
I'm really glad we got to spend 3 years with him learning how to manage. That's just been a blast.
He never managed before.
Israel.
He managed a three-game series for Israel or something. Why did they hire him with that veteran team? I'll never know. In fact, they even acknowledged that today.
Dumb.
Al Avila kind of said, maybe we shouldn't have hired a rookie manager with a bunch of veteran guys.
No shit. Everybody said that.
What were they thinking about? I mean, honestly, that's a huge fuck up.
Dombrowski.
Because he went to Dartmouth.
Loved him. Yeah, Dombrowski wasn't going to let anyone else have him.
He convinced him. He's smart. And
I'm telling you, I would take a guy who's been managing for 5-6 years who knows how to make the game of baseball slow down to a guy that went to MIT.
Of course. Of course. And now they're stuck with him because there's nothing else.
Well, he's not.
They let him go.
I don't think he's that bad.
Yeah, but he's not that good either.
I think the team likes him. I think the players, I think they rallied around him.
They didn't quit. They played.
No, not at all. And they had many chances to quit.
Let me say something about
the
Tigers.
I don't think they quit last year either.
Let me say something about the Tigers that hasn't been said.
Say something about the Tigers, Maz.
Listen to this.
By the way, I
thought you were going to say something that hasn't been said.
No, this hasn't been said.
Before you say something, I just want to mention your Q&A is on Facebook for those who did not see.
Yeah, that was fun. And I did it on the back porch, the red shovel back porch.
Ah.
And the red shovel was in it with me a few times.
Nice.
Excellent choice,
Maz.
It was. You'll get to see it.
I noticed you added some mulch. Well, I noticed somebody added some mulch out front.
Yeah, looks
Rob
good.
Did.
That's
not
new.
Me.
Did he choose red to match the shovel?
I'm not sure what Rob. Oh, okay. I think Rob was trying to match some brick, actually.
Oh, okay.
I think it looks good.
Yeah, it looks
fine. It looks sharp.
It's an improvement.
So I was
until there's actual landscaping, it's an improvement.
We were out back on the nice deck. You got a great deck back there.
Thank you, Maz.
So I had a good time with the Facebook crowd. But now getting back to the Tigers. Has this been said? And I said it on our little 105.1 show back in the day. I said 88 wins is going to get him in. Mark, I think you could.
We were talking about that the other day. It was about I think we debated about how many they were going to win. Most people felt between 86 and 88.
Right.
And 88 would get him in. 86 would be close. And that's how it turned out.
What happened? At least they would have got him a one gamer. Nonetheless, I also said, look at this team. They're going to have to finish in a National League park. So what happens? They got screwed.
Wrong. It's wrong.
It's dead wrong. Now, if you have to finish with a National League team, then you damn it, you do it in the American League Park, or you make the DH for both leagues. Enough of this crap.
Yeah, really. that was foolish.
We're going to take your second best player out of the lineup for 3 games, and I'm not giving him an excuse, but it's a good excuse.
I don't know, though.
No, it is a good excuse.
What's the excuse for other games they dropped?
Get the other
the
games.
Year.
You have the 3 games in front of you.
Doesn't matter.
Without your second best player, one of your best hitters,
No, it's
they could have played him. He could have played first. They could have put Miggy at third.
No. He can't play. He hasn't played defense all year.
He can't play.
They lost their DH. Any American League team just about would lose their DH, and that's wrong. It's stupid.
It's bull that the American League team.
What are you trying to say?
Take.
Baseball screwed over the Tigers?
Baseball screwed the Tigers.
It could have been any other team ending at a National League park.
It shouldn't be at a National League park. It should be in the American League Park. If you have to play, which you do, you have to play an interleague game every week.
How is that fair to the National League team that has built their team to win in National League parks?
Well, we're giving you an extra hitter.
Yeah, I know, but the team is built, it's constructed differently.
I think it's easier to add a hitter.
Yes.
Of course it is
lose
true.
One.
It's easier to add a hitter than it is to teach a pitcher to hit.
You know what? It's not like the schedule was made up throughout the middle of the year. I mean,
but I said it when the schedule came out. I'm like, that's bullshit. They got to close Turner Field. Not that it's a big
mess.
19
years.
MS swore. But MS always says BS. I want the F word to come out.
Sorry.
But Tommy, they dropped 2 of 3 to a bad Braves team, which, as Drew said, there was a very hot Braves team. But they still dropped 2 of 3. That team can't win when they needed to.
That Blair. Blair's ex-cousin, Willie Blair. I kept saying, is that Willie Blair? Remember Willie Blair for the Tigers?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this Atlanta Blair, he strikes out 10 Tigers
on Saturday. He did pitch a great game, and so did the final game. The guy pitched a really good game, too. But the second to last game, you know, I hate to say it. I hate to think about these moments.
The bases loaded.
Miguel strikes out, and J.D. hits a new double play, although he hit the ball hard.
He hit it hard.
But Miguel really is the one. It's like, that's the one time. Why could he not hit with the bases loaded this year? The hell was wrong with him?
You know what? He hit the hell out of the ball.
He doesn't care.
He had a big year.
He doesn't care.
But, you know, when you needed him most, just like K-Rod. When you need K-Rod the most, gave away that game the Saturday before.
Was that Saturday? Was it a Saturday game?
Saturday on a 5-game winning streak, 4-2 lead.
They won
that
Friday game against Kansas City, and they lost that.
But, you know, you can't pick on those two guys because you can look at so many games. They're winning 4-1 in Seattle in the 8th inning, and Justin Wilson gave up a 3-run homer. Victor hit a homer in the 15th, and K-Rod blew the lead in the bottom of the 15th.
I just lost two
games in the 9th inning in Chicago in one day.
I just want to concentrate on those last three games. It's not fair to the American League team. That's it. It's not fair.
Sports aren't fair.
I think it was bogus, too. I don't know how you get around it.
Change the rule.
Now you're talking on something that's a whole different level. The whole league should use a designated hitter if they're going to have interleague play.
Baseball's the only league, the only sport that has different rules.
Of course, it's stupid.
It's stupid. That's like telling
you. And while we're at it,
like
I think baseball.
You can't use a tight end when you play in an AFC stadium.
No, it's stupid.
No tight end.
The walls should be uniform.
No, I like different
ballparks.
Why? It follows the same logic.
They've never been uniform in the history of baseball. It makes the parks unique.
It does not.
Why go to different parks if they're all the same?
Just because something has been some way doesn't mean it needs to remain.
One of the beauties
way.
Of baseball is that it doesn't have cookie cutter parks. Yeah, all the parks are unique and different. And
mm-hmm. So
different
you build your team to play one way in one park, and it can screw them over. It's not fair, and they play in another park.
Well, you got to build your team the best way it can win. And
in every park, or the park you play in?
The park you play in. You play 81 games there.
Well, then it won't be fair if they play in a park that's not a hitter's park at the end of the year.
Have you heard
Just like it wasn't fair for the Tigers to play in a National League park.
Did you read Lynn Henning's article at the end of the season? How they should make different changes to Comerica Park? How they should bring the fences in? And for this team?
That.
Yeah.
Well, this team is not built for this park.
No, it's not.
I mean, why did they build that park to be such a?
I don't know.
A killer of home runs.
Comerica National Park. I don't know why it was that big.
While we're on sports, what are the feelings on Ausmus? I agree with I think you should have given him an extra year, but I agree with keeping him. I don't see what the reason is to.
I don't think it was a big deal to keep him either.
I don't think it's terribly exciting. I don't think it's a big deal to keep. It's the safer move. I mean, if you're just going to not pick up that option for the sake of something different, then why not just keep him?
I think one of the best reasons, honestly, is with those three great young pitchers. Yep. He's a catcher. He obviously helped those guys.
Well, they talked about that today, and how he was kind of groomed the young guys and.
Maybe they believe that they can compete again. Because they did compete this year. They competed.
There's a stat on FanGraphs about bullpen usage for managers. And he was actually one of the quicker managers to pull relievers this year. So it does say that he...
Pull relievers?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
He didn't pull K-Rod in time.
No.
He didn't win you any games this year. And he probably lost you a handful.
Oh, I think he won some games.
Well, the math says...
He lost more than he won, probably.
I don't think he lost that many games for them. I'm not sure what games you're talking about.
Bill James, if you look at Baseball Reference, they have the Pythagorean won or loss. It's runs, the score divided by runs allowed, you know, with some fancy math number. And they were three games over that. Now, you can attribute that to management. You can attribute that to luck, just pure luck. And overall, every year that he's been here, that number's been higher than their theoretical one loss and what it should have been. They should have been an 83-win team this year based on how they performed, but they were an 86-win team.
I thought most people predicted them to be 500 or a little above before the season.
I ripped up my ticket the other day from Vegas. Finally ripped it up.
$40. What was the bet?
I had 40 to win on them.
Oh, you did 40 win.
Yeah, and they were like, I think, forget it, like 15 or 20 to 1 or something like that.
To win it all?
I had them winning it all.
Okay, how about these NFL players destroying these rental homes in Hollywood? What in the
Cam
First of all, Cam Newton, $270,000 damage. How do you do 270? What kind of friends do you have that
not
come over
good.
And completely ruin?
What's wrong with them?
It's really dumb.
Are you animals?
Dabbing.
Yeah, it
out
sounds
of
like a bunch of animals. It really does. A bunch of idiots.
Out of control dabbing.
So whatever. I'm sure he can afford it. I'm sure he'll get over it. He might think about
Stacey
next
Keebler's
time.
House.
It was Stacey Keebler's husband's. Oh. He rents it out. Oh, God, she is so fine.
Who's her husband?
His name is.
Remember George Clooney and her were hot
heard
and
of him
back
before.
In the day.
Her and George Clooney. Oh yeah, they were. Yeah. Jared Pobrey is his name.
Who is he?
No idea.
She won Dancing with the Stars. One of the originals. One of like the first
she had
three.
The longest legs.
She is beautiful.
Oh my God.
She was a wrestling girl, right?
Yeah,
she was
that's
a ring
right.
Girl or something.
Yep.
If you say so.
She did something.
She's something,
and
man.
Johnny Manziel also trashed the home. $180,000 damage.
Again.
Is this guy, is he just decided, I'm going to do everything I can to trash any possibility of ever playing in the NFL? What else can I do?
He's not a smart guy.
He's a punk.
He's just a dummy.
He's a stupid, spoiled brat.
He's an
isn't
asshole.
He? Really?
He really is.
But I think the spoiled brat end of it probably bleeds through more than anything because he was brought up by an oil family.
But I don't think his dad would want him to do that either. I mean, his parents don't.
But, you know, when he was breaking clubs over his knee.
Yeah.
Every time he played with his father, he'd buy him new clubs the next time they played.
He's suffering from affluenza. Can we be a little more sensitive to his pain?
Well, my apologies.
He needs an affluenza shot.
I don't have a job. How am I going to get a flu shot?
For affluenza?
Yeah, how am I going to get a flu shot?
My favorite thing about the Manziel story is how famous that house is and that it was once used for American Idol.
Oh, yeah, I saw
that. Did you read
that part
about it?
Well, that's when they have the final, however many, and they all get in a house together.
They have their big orgy in that house, yeah.
I didn't even know they did that.
What, on Idol?
Yeah.
I don't know if they
thought that was
it,
strictly for The Bachelor.
I don't know.
No, they run. They put them up in a house together eventually. You know, the families kind of put them up wherever in the early rounds.
Sweet house.
They get hotel rooms, then they put them in a nice house. Who's that?
Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bieber?
Bieber's rented that house, too.
Oh, God.
Did he wreck it too?
Just by being in. Not that I know. I mean, how about that? Johnny or Bieber didn't even wreck it, and Johnny Manziel does $180,000 damage. Where's this bottomless pit of money? Is this his parents' money he's spending now? This can't be NFL money anymore. He's got to blow through that.
No, he's got to have a lot.
What did he sign for?
He played 2 years.
Celebrity net worth, Jay?
Johnny Manziel.
It's our new favorite thing.
Whatever happened to those punks from Michigan? Remember we had it on our show back in the. Remember those Michigan frat boys?
Oh, they wrecked the resort up north.
Yeah,
Up in Gaylord.
Oh, they're up in prison. I'm sure getting boo food regularly. Hopefully,
getting boo food.
No, I think didn't
their. I think their daddy's got them off the hook.
The Michigan kicked them out of school.
Yeah, they closed the frat down too, didn't they?
Allegedly, Johnny Manziel's net worth is $6 million.
That's
his
it?
Parents are worth $50 million.
That's it?
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
He's blowing through his money pretty quickly. He's not making any money.
That's what you think.
I know what that's like.
Yeah. No, we all know that.
I'm making $362 a week.
Me too, Tom.
Wow.
We must have the same job.
Good for you guys.
Who's your agent?
In the state of Michigan.
Yeah, mine too. That's my daddy.
362?
362,
baby. Not bad.
Yeah, we got, 13 weeks
to go? That means you made over 30 grand because anybody that makes over 30 grand in the year.
Yeah, we're
at, maxes out at 362.
We're at the top. Woo! Top of the line, me and Mark. We're at the top of the pay scale.
All right,
I'm sure I'm getting about what I put into it.
Completing the exciting sports stories of the day, Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose.
The jury's being selected for his rape trial.
He could be in a little trouble.
Oh, he could be in a whole bunch of trouble. I don't know. Have you guys read much about this?
I have. I've kept up on it.
Okay, what is with this guy who it's not good enough to have sex with this girl? He's got
to
have two of his buddies bang her with him.
He's trying to get his buddies
laid. Well, he was.
What is that? Come on.
Trying to get your buddies laid?
This guy's not 19. He's 28. Yeah.
It's weird.
That's really creepy. Weird. I mean, it's sick. Well, this may be the last bit of trouble he gets into like this, but had he not gotten in trouble for this, I could almost guarantee you something's coming down the road. If you do enough of this shit, somebody's going to get really
upset.
In
other words, this wasn't his first time doing something like this?
Oh, I don't think this is his first rodeo.
But he was dating this girl, right?
I know, for 2 years. He's got a lot of respect for her, obviously.
Maybe she didn't like his move to New York, and she wants to get her money.
No, they weren't all hot and heavy. I guess it was kind of an occasional.
Yeah,
it wasn't really a steady thing. But there are apparently a number of text messages where he's begging her for group sex to let his buddies get action, and
man,
she's telling
him
no.
If you learn anything, don't bother with the texts. Don't bother.
Oh shit!
Stay away. Stay away.
How about don't be an asshole?
How about just
anyway?
You know, yeah. How about just having sex with your partner by yourself? Unless another chick, I understand.
What does she want? Yeah, what if she's like, hey, bring some buddies over, Drew?
Then I'd say, well, you know what? If you want my buddies, you got my buddies, but I don't screw people with my buddies. Generally have sex. If I'm not good enough for you, then go ahead, have at it. But I'm out, bitch.
Well, she's really
I'm out, slut.
Well, she's really wild.
Hey, bring out the whore!
So you never hung with your buddies?
No.
Not a chick?
No.
You have?
Only one boner in my bedroom.
Tom, who'd you Eiffel Tower?
One boner allowed.
Eiffel Tower. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Well,
Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, you've never heard of an Eiffel Tower?
Oh, huh.
Well, it's where the girl is behind in front and forms a little Eiffel Tower because the guys are high-fiving.
Oh, I see.
You've never heard that phrase before?
No, never.
I have heard of it. I just didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I think I.
Hey, you know, if you guys don't like my one boner rule,
your one boner rule is fine, man.
How selfish of you!
The girls at Virginia Tech like it that way. That's the way.
They're one boner women.
One boner women.
That's like
how many boners does a girl need? For Christ's sake,
at least two, right?
Two, but why does a chick need two boners? Come on.
Because
sucks, I guess, or if one's weak, or one's a 5/8 boner.
Drew, isn't more always a good thing?
It could be. Like I said, if it's two girls and everybody's happy about it, it's different. I don't. But it's not even him with one buddy. It's got to be two buddies.
Don't bring that up.
Where are they putting it? Where are they locating all these penises?
Have you seen? Okay, you know the movie that's coming out, Birth of a Nation, and he was on 60 Minutes. The guy that wrote it. Do you know anything about that? And I can't think of the guy's name right now. I'm drawing a blank.
It sounds familiar, but I don't remember.
It's getting a lot of Oscar buzz. This movie about Nat Turner. This guy wrote it and directed it. Well, guess what? He was on trial for rape years ago when he was a wrestler at Penn State. Him and his roommate, got it on with this girl, and she accused
him.
She accused him of rape. He got let off. His buddy, who also wrote some of this movie, was convicted later. That was thrown out. She ended up committing suicide.
Over that?
Yeah, and it's really kind of amazing listening to this guy talk about it now and won't apologize. I mean, he feels bad, but he's not going to apologize because he says he did nothing wrong. But that's another incident of two guys getting it on with one chick.
Get it on.
And then there's the Vanderbilt case. Remember the Vanderbilt case? That guy was dating that
guy.
That was the most disgusting
that guy
case.
Is, what a fucking pile of animals. I'm sorry. Those guys are sick 100%.
In the head. Oh, 100%. James Franklin's sick in the head for knowing about it and letting it go.
He did know.
Oh, he absolutely knew.
I
don't know the extent to which he knew, but he had seen text messages.
Do you hear the verbiage on the videotape?
No.
But something about...
about her being out cold?
Just about you, white slut. I mean, turned into a racial thing by these black guys. It was weird. And the boyfriend, too.
He was white, right?
Yeah, he was white.
He was the tight end from California.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he sent the video to his friend in California.
Yeah.
No, that case is so disgusting.
Well, aren't you proud of yourself? I mean, to think of somebody being proud of something like that.
And of all places to hire... James Franklin, Penn State.
I know. What a footstep.
People forget about it, man.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about
that. That case was, I mean, I really could not believe my ears. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. I just couldn't imagine how you could actually care about it. Because he supposedly liked that girl. That was his girlfriend. She didn't believe. Afterwards, she was in complete shock when she found out that he did that to her. She couldn't believe it. She was beside herself. You know, what was it? Three?
I'd like to see the two of you get it on.
That's what he wanted. Mm. Three teammates, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. She had to just love seeing that video.
He didn't do anything either that night, right?
No, he just wanted to watch them do it.
He just filmed it.
Classy guy.
And she was out cold?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Completely out. She was carried. Carried into the room. So.
Fun stories. Mm. Yeah. Good job, Derrick Rose, too.
Julian Edelman. Did you hear about his little...
Who's he banging now? He's banging chicks.
Banging a new model, but he was banging an old model. Not an old model, but his ex...
Adriana Lima for a while?
Was that him or was that the other guy? The other...
Okay, Adriana Lima is who he's dating now.
Okay.
But he was dating a model previously, and he knocked her up, and she just had a baby shower. And all these pictures of the baby shower, because the model, of course, invites her fellow model friends to the baby shower. Hot. Look at the hot chicks at this baby shower. I've never seen such a collection of hotness in my life.
Wow.
And they're all dressed up, too.
Yeah, they're all wearing white.
Why?
One.
What, you're only allowed to wear white to this baby shower? What is that? Isn't that the weirdest thing?
Oh, that is weird.
Looks like heaven.
Holy
moly. I know, it does look like heaven, right?
That's a baby shower? That's not like a...
That's what heaven's like.
It's not like an AVN pre-party or something?
There's the family back there. You're going to see a family, is the first step of heaven right
there. That's the picture they showed the people flying the jets into the World Trade Center?
Oh, I don't think that.
Wow, look at those. Ooh.
I'll bring that up.
Too soon?
Gets me. Still.
Sorry, man.
It's all right.
Too soon?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
It hit home for Tommy.
Big time.
Did you hear about the Kim Kardashian robbers that they've been caught in a mirror?
They got caught?
Well, the video.
I want to see them get out of it. I want to see them get away with it.
They'll never find them.
They were caught in a nail salon mirror as they crept past a sleeping guard and escaped on their push bikes. But just momentarily, enough to make a shot. But
what's a push bike?
Is that a bike that... is it a motorbike? Like a?
I don't know. Because I saw that in the report said push bike. I'm like, what the hell is a push bike? Is that a moped or
where did this happen again?
Are you serious?
France.
Overseas. It happened in France.
For Tom, it's either America or
it's
overseas.
It's not America. So it's something in France. Some kind of bike in French. In France. A push bike that we don't have.
It ain't America.
I'll teach you.
Can you look up push bikes, Jay?
Guarantee that's a Frenchy bike.
I don't know. It's not important.
The gang was caught in a million-to-one image after a camera facing a mirror reflected their getaway. And French police have seized the footage from the Belle Angie nail salon on the same street as the apartment.
So are they going to cross-examine that mirror picture with every one of her Snapchat followers? Because they allegedly saw the ring on Snapchat.
They're gonna find out where they bought these bikes, these push bikes.
She by the way, she doesn't want Kanye to replace the ring.
No, she takes blame for it though. Allegedly,
yeah, true. She should. She hasn't posted anything on social media since either.
Yeah, but Kylie showed her butt.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, Turks and Caicos.
Oh, good for her. Does she not know about this yet?
She probably forgot already.
How about what's his name walking out at where was he?
New York.
Was he at Shea Stadium? Where was he?
Who?
Kanye? Where was his concert?
Shay?
Where was, well, you know what I mean.
Madison Square Garden?
Was he at the Garden?
I don't know. Exactly
somewhere.
Where he was.
I don't know. He was playing. He cut his show.
Family emergency.
Where's he going? It's not like he can
go on
the block.
To the Teterboro Airport to pick her up.
Yeah, with a 15-car entourage.
Teterboro's in Jersey. What's he going to Jersey for?
Well, that's the closest private airport.
Yeah, they don't take real planes. They fly. All by themselves.
That's where Sully, that's where he wanted Sully to land
amateur
flight.
Maz, is it Teterboro Airport dump?
Oh, yeah. Teterboro Airport is like a little, it's smaller than City Airport.
No, I mean, you're dumping all your Teterboro Airport information.
Oh, yeah. This is a complete dump. I can tell you a story about Teterboro Airport. Back in the day, remember when the baseball strike of the early 80s?
Yes.
Remember that one?
Absolutely. 81.
Okay. I could have had tickets to the Brewers Yankees game. It was the playoff game to win the AL East.
Ooh.
So I had to meet this person at Teterboro Airport. And I remember it was flooded at the point. We had like a lot of rain. Yeah.
He was playing at Citi Field.
I knew it. See?
He was. It wasn't. But did you say Shea Stadium?
I said Shea.
Shea Stadium, isn't it knocked down?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
It's on the site of Shea Stadium. It'll always be Shea to me.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind.
Nonetheless, Teterboro Airport, that's where I picked up my...
So you had tickets for the Brewers and the Yankees?
I still have those tickets at home.
Wait, I'm not sure what you mean by tickets for the Brewers and the Yankees for a game that was knocked out by the strike.
AL East Championship.
Oh, the AL East Championship.
They had to play the championship.
Did you go to the game?
We didn't make it.
Oh.
Because we could not find this woman at Teterboro Airport.
That what?
Was going to give me the tickets.
Sounds like some kind of scam. Maz got scammed.
But I got the tickets after we met her, but it was way too late to go to the game then.
Did you pay her?
Found him. Did we pay her? No. We were going to pay her right then and there at the spot.
I'm so confused.
What are you confused about? I was going to go to the damn game, and
you
I didn't
said
get
you got the tickets, but it was too late.
I have the tickets in my hand, in person. I've never used them.
Why would you meet a ticket broker at Teterboro Airport? And I'm just curious.
It wasn't a ticket broker. It was someone that I knew that I worked with at the Meadowlands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Why don't you meet at the Meadowlands where you worked?
Just leave me alone. Just
can we just inquire just one further question as to why Teterboro Airport?
I don't know. That was like the in between both of us.
If you worked at the Meadowlands, if you worked in the same place, why didn't you just?
Because she's like, I'm close to Teterboro Airport. It was an off day from work. Can you meet me there? I'm like, okay, I'll meet you
but
there.
But don't you have to park and then go into the airport
it's
and stuff?
Nothing. You ever go to City Airport? You can walk right up to the hangar.
And I just would never meet anybody in the airport. It's real crowded.
It was not Teterboro. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
And isn't there a strip mall across the street from Teterboro Airport?
A station, a Citgo or something?
Gas, yeah, gas station.
There was a Valley. 11. There was a Valley Fair there. Remember Valley Fair back in the day?
No.
They've closed since.
What did Valley Fair do?
There was a Valley Fair there.
Why don't you just meet at the biggest piece of land you can find? I'll meet you at Great Lakes Crossing, Tom.
Listen, there were no cell phones back then.
Tom, I'll meet you in the Upper Peninsula. I'll give you some tickets.
I'll meet you at Shea Stadium.
I couldn't email her. I couldn't text her.
I know. That's why it's even dumber that you meet at an airport.
I thought it would be easy. Eddie Lopez knew there was no way around.
You probably met her so late because she couldn't find you in the airport.
She's running like OJ from Turbo.
Next time I come in, I'll bring you the tickets, Drew. Put them on the shelf.
No, I believe him. I'm not saying I don't believe you.
I'll meet you at the Salt Flats, Tom.
I'll meet you at Coachella.
Hey, Tom, I got some tickets. You want to meet up in Indiana? All right, cool.
Why do I bother?
I mean, it's the big house.
Don't bring your phone.
What did you think of that game last night?
That was great, but...
nice getting your ace reliever out of the pen.
Isn't that amazing?
0.54.
Fuck Showalter, one of my favorite guys. You know, he's a Mr. Know-it-all. I get it. That's the complaint about him. But to not bring your Cy Young Award winner out is amazing.
He's a Cy Young finalist.
Yeah.
I still think Porcello might win it.
He probably
I think
will.
Verlander might
Verlander's
win.
Verlander's going to hit the board.
He'll Verlander's the board. Leader in strikeouts, leader in innings,
yeah, but
leader in whip.
Now, Mark, you're along this. You don't give a damn about wins.
I
so
don't.
So you'd vote for Verlander over Porcello?
I'd have to see. What are their stats back-to-back compared to each other?
You got the big screen.
Porcello has very good stats. I mean, his numbers are really outstanding.
It's hard not
to. But the 22-4 is the best thing he has going for him. His ERA is close to Verlander's, though. It's not far off, but Verlander's is lower.
It's hard not to like Zach Britton, too, because there's a stat that, and it's an advanced analytic, that it's the best pitching season since Pedro Martinez's big season.
And he sits on the bench for Baltimore.
I know. He warmed up three times. The fact that they went to the other two guys, Darren O'Day and who's the other guy they
Rock.
Went to that got the double play, that they sent them both out there with not even thinking of him. And his logic is so flawed about, if we have a lead, we need to protect
him. He's trying to talk in circles.
I cannot believe you would have Jimenez out there, of all people. I understand he's pitching better lately.
You
but
know what his worst inning is always? It's the first inning.
Yeah.
And he's a starter. He's not a reliever.
Yeah.
They lost. Sorry.
The Daily Mail, the Daily Mirror had a hilarious little story about people writing notes on their, you know, when you sign your credit card receipt, and people occasionally write notes. One guy wrote, his girlfriend had asked to have her drink remade three times.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, my date was a bitch.
He wrote that on the receipt?
Yes. To the waiter.
Good.
The next guy they've been here for inexplicably just drew a penis in the middle of his signature. Cool. It looks like it's part of his signature almost.
Oh, I'm going to start doing that.
That's classic.
I'm sure the waiter laughed, right?
Oh, yeah, probably. I would think so.
We used to bust my friend's chops with that. So if you leave a $5 tip, we put a 1 in front of the 5.
Oh, and an added
$1 tip.
Nice.
Yeah. Wasn't that good?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the rude message hidden within the numbers?
It's got to be, if it's numbers, 69.
To ID the person you're waiting on, they wrote old bitch. And this is the thing they signed, though. And so she saw old bitch. You know, so what's that stand for?
Oh,
that's my table. Oh, that would be you, I guess. There's quite a few like that. Let's see what else. This one, outrageous to find out the way to written chubby. See chubby up at the top there?
Oh, that's kind of big.
Yeah, it's bolded, too. I mean, how could you miss that?
What kind of tip did he get?
Probably not much. I don't know. Here's a guy named Kurt whose name was spelled C-U-N-T. That's nice. Cunt.
Well, come on. An R can look like an N, right?
That would have been fun for him to get called out.
Then a Bristol misspelled Chad's name as Shat. Isn't Shat as H-A-T, I guess.
What?
Shat.
He shat his pants.
The past tense of shit.
Right. No. He shat his pants.
Chad.
Chad.
Jude, instead of Jude, the person wrote Jew, J-E-W.
Ooh.
Oh.
Mm.
Then we have, this one is so silly. The words, diabetes, here I come, were written on this one because she has a bunch of sweet syrups and stuff in the
coffee.
They
wrote that on the cup.
They wrote diabetes, here I come. So the person wrote back and handed the drink back. Two of my sisters are diabetics. Not funny.
Oh, God.
That makes it.
What's the chance two of her sisters would be diabetic? Then I would be lightening up on the drink even more.
I was going to say, did the person respond? I go, no, it wasn't supposed to be funny. It was a warning.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't know what happened after that.
I don't know how you got humorous context out of that. Frankly, I'm offended.
Waitress Sadie Carina, who was born in America but is of Latin American descent, received a racist message on a receipt from one customer. We only tip citizens.
Oh, my God.
Sad.
Oh, man. People.
Here's one from the IHOP.
Oh, and then
this, the IHOP.
These people were identified as black people. Black. Ooh. PPL.
Were they the only ones?
Apparently so. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. IHOP doesn't like that, I guess.
It's not racist, is it? Yeah, I mean, if we were the only white people in there and they said white people, is that racist? I mean, I'm white.
Yes, you are.
If you want to see color, go ahead. I don't see it.
You don't see color still?
No.
That's good.
Never have.
Anyway, that's just that little something. This is really out of left field, but just going through the Daily Mail, I was kind of plucking through the interesting things. There were so many good stories today, and this one was about... Of all people, George Martin, the fifth Beatle.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I guess his will just was made public for whatever reason, and he completely stiffed one of his sons. And I don't know what the problem was.
Let me guess. According to his son. Right?
Well, let's see. He left an estate worth more than only 1 million pounds. George, I mean, what? Those guys are worth like a billion bucks each. How did he only make a million? He's the fifth Beatle.
That's ridiculous.
What's a million pounds these days?
Like 1.5, right?
Yeah, 1.5 million.
Probably a little more than one. That.
He did retire quite a while ago. I mean, he's out of the business for a long time. He's 90.
He was a producer on all those albums.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He produced just about every album.
Wow, that's incredible.
This is money.
Well, a celebrity net worth is way off. They said 400 million. I don't know. I would not think that number would be even close. But
maybe
1 million, I wouldn't expect.
Maybe blew it all before he died.
You don't think he had?
Yeah, maybe he lived high in the hog.
If they're worth a billion, he's worth 400 million.
I would think.
Well, McCartney's worth a billion. John Lennon died with $250 million in 1981.
Back in the '80s, man.
George and Ringo, I don't think had nearly that amount.
You don't think Ringo?
Not McCartney money. McCartney owns, you know, all his solo music is worth a ton of money. And he's got he and John Lennon wrote all those songs,
what did,
too.
What did that Michael Jackson leave the earth with?
Oh, he was practically in debt.
He's in debt. He's made money for his estate.
He has the Beatles songs, or he'd be dead. Right. He would have been totally in debt. Father for George often describes the fifth Beatle died peacefully, and he helped the Beatles achieve global success. Now it emerges that he left £1 million in his will, with the majority of it being left to his second wife, Judy. And I have to tell you something about Judy, too. This is very interesting. He specified that an amount small enough to avoid UK inheritance tax should be shared between seven people, including his daughter Alexis from his first marriage and three of his grandchildren. His former chauffeur, secretary, and niece are also recipients. However, his wayward older son Greg, with whom he had a troubled relationship, has not been left a penny. The rest was left to Judy, and documents say if she had died before Sir George, her bequest would have gone to their children, Lucy and Giles, in equal shares. Giles is the music director for the Beatles' Love Show, and he's probably of some means. Anyway, it turns out George, when the Beatles got hot, George dumped his wife, Sheena, of 14 years and their kids for a new life with his glamorous office secretary, Judy.
Oh,
hey. Have two more kids with her.
All right.
And Judy apparently was like miles hotter than, I mean, George.
George I could have told you that.
George thought he was a Beatle.
Well, plus he had money.
Yeah, true.
They all.
But I just, George Martin did not seem like the dump your wife for the hot secretary type to me.
Why? Because he liked classical music. Wasn't that the big thing? He liked classical music.
Well, yeah, he did. He was classically trained. And
for ruffians.
Let me see what his wife looked like. She had a picture there?
He was the one that put the orchestration together for the Beatles songs, which was, I think, very important to their success.
He's still a man.
You know, Maz, I was trying to figure out which piece of ass she was, too, and I kind of got... I mean, that was the only reason I looked at the story was once I read that. I was like, oh, where's the glamour secretary?
Let's see what George left for.
I think you show a picture of the secretary, like, way late in the game.
I see.
Like, that's her, but that's, like, years later.
Okay.
She's not quite so glamorous.
All right.
But she certainly looks too hot for 90-year-old George Martin.
No question.
Not to mention a lot younger.
But what's her name? Who was the buxom model that went for the old guy?
Oh, Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they were in love, though.
Right.
They were a great couple.
Angel.
Angel. I got to tell you something that's crazy that happened today. First of all, I'm driving down Woodward to get to Books a Million because I wanted to buy Taryn Ypsilanti.
Yeah, oh, that's out, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and we're talking to him tomorrow, the author.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we are. Well, I just found that out today.
Okay. How come he didn't send you a book?
It's okay.
I'm not sure that he didn't, but it's not going to be here in time for the interview. So
all about John Norman Collins?
Yeah, books about John Norman Collins, who was killing Michigan and Eastern Michigan students in the mid to late 60s.
I know someone who knew the first victim.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So yeah, how?
Not, I mean, that is not an ooh. Oh, it was awful.
No, I wasn't oohing.
No, someone.
Well, you just said I knew.
Oh, I knew. Fair enough. Oh, I'm not above an ooh by any means or measure.
No, I think that would qualify for an ooh anyway because it's someone that's well known the conversation.
I could have just kept it to myself.
Ooh.
I mean, I wasn't bringing it to the conversation.
Are they in your Rolodex?
No, they are not. They're about two phone calls away.
Got it.
Yeah, those were. I mean, it was, I think, seven women that died in a relatively short period.
Mm-hmm.
And they were nowhere in terms of finding him. But his uncle found he had killed the last woman in his uncle's basement when he was house-sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And he had painted the basement floor because he couldn't get all the blood up. And so his wife had called him one day and said, hey, what's going on in the basement floor? And he's like, what are you talking about? She said, I think you should come home. And he immediately went home and saw this paint and was just dumbfounded. Immediately suspected his nephew because he'd been house sitting.
Was the uncle a cop?
Yes, he was a cop.
I thought so.
He was.
Yeah.
Anyway, he pulled up the paint and noticed there was something underneath the paint, and the light bulb went off in his head.
Wow.
And then had the blood tested.
And then he did not move the washer or dryer, right? Or did he move it? There's something about moving the washer
made a mistake.
Or dryer and not painting or painting underneath it. I don't know. I'm just remembering that from the Edward Keyes book years ago. I remember this, too. They collected hairs from the basement.
Because yes.
She would cut the boys' hairs down there, but the hairs they found weren't cut. They were curly and fell out. They were pubic hairs.
Right.
That matched the victim.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, this was like a Son of Sam case back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of like a Son of Sam case, except he would pick up the girls on his motorcycle, I think, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. He would also keep souvenirs. Oh, boy.
Drew,
did he keep nipples? Oh, didn't he bite one girl's nipples off?
Oh, did he? I don't. You know, it's funny. I think I probably blocked it out. It so bums me out.
What was that? What does that mean if I remember it and you blocked it out?
Well, I mean.
I read a lot about it, probably.
Yeah. I just read a lot of those books and.
I was, you know, I was living in Ann Arbor and I was reading the book. I might have driven by some of the sights of the place.
Oh. Is that a fact?
Not on purpose, but if I, you know, like I would.
Well, recognize. They're all local.
Well, and they're not the most hidden
look,
spots.
Maz, there's his current picture. Look how fucking freaky
is that
guy
Otis?
Still looks. Yeah. That's 50 years later. He still looks scary as hell.
Thank God he's still in jail. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten out.
His security level is V. What does that mean?
Security level 5. He's in
top.
Oh, they're still freaked out by him too.
Dick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Any reports on his, like, what things he's done wrong or?
Sure. What's he done right? It's
probably nice. Nothing.
Nothing.
See if you can you search on, like, John Norman Collins today? Maybe they'll tell something he's done recently. I'm just curious. But
he thought he was so hot back in the day, too. He's not. I got to tell you, the sketch drawing matches him to a T from back in the day.
The trouble with that is he didn't wear the clown mask like these guys today.
Ugh. Oh, this is so stupid, this clown thing. What's going on? Is this just a bunch of copycat stuff? Is that all
course.
That is?
A bunch of dorks.
But you know what? It's scaring the hell out of my kids.
Is
my
it
one
really?
Kid especially. Yeah, my one
well,
daughter.
I would think kids would be very scared. Well,
my one daughter
actually,
is scared.
He made a mark on a 7-year-old with a knife. Yes.
And it was
a 7-year-old kid.
It was in my wife's district tonight. Today they had all the teachers and the principals and all. They had to have a meeting so they know how to talk to the kids.
Just shoot them. Cops should just shoot them if they see a clown.
Amazing.
Are you Tom?
Why not? You want to be a clown?
You know, I have a feeling this is going to catch on, and it's not just going to go away because
it's been in multiple states.
It's all over the news. Well, it's all different.
No, I mean it's going to stay for a while because. These people that rob banks and whatnot who don't wear disguises, what could be dumber than that?
No,
why not wear a clown mask or some kind of mask?
Well, we were watching the news earlier, and the guy was wearing a clown mask and a hoodie and long pants and gloves, so you couldn't see anything from the guy. If you're going to rob something, that's the way to rob something.
Oh, the guy that broke in, robbed the Walgreens?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he went and hit the gas station. And
apparently there was a clown hoax at Michigan State that set off a scramble.
Today, John Norman Collins is on administrative segregation at Marquette Prison, spends most of the day in his cell with the exception of a one-hour exercise period. Weightlifting, a lifelong interest. Oh, God, so cool you got buff in there. Man, you killed 7 people. You are really in shape, man. Look at how strong you are.
He's a big dude.
Got to defend himself there.
Weightlifting is difficult these days because of knee and back injuries. To complicate matters, rumor has it Collins had a mild stroke in the early spring of 2012. Prison reports have it that Collins is taking to feeding birds during his exercise breaks. Oh, he's so nice.
Gross. It makes him even grosser.
He's been reprimanded for that. The birds recognize him when he's in the yard, earning him the sobriquet, the Birdman.
Yeah, I was going to guess that, you know.
How about the murderer? The murdering Birdman.
That's too hard to differentiate. There's probably plenty of murderers around there.
Because of several attempts over the years to escape from prison, Collins has earned a level 5 security classification. He can be not be trusted to work any prison job, but he has his own cell with a TV, a prison bed, a small writing area, a bookshelf, and a toilet. Well, sounds pretty nice. So at least solitary confinement part of the original sentence is being served. Does he have cable, do you think?
I think he does.
I mean, TV is one thing, but cable is something else. I mean, I could enjoy a day in prison with cable.
But you wouldn't be any good. You know why? You can't pause anything. They probably don't have the DVR there.
I don't care. I'll still find stuff to watch on cable. If I got 200 stations, I'll spend
cable.
A day in there.
It might just be basic.
Yeah, basic would be a drag. I agree.
That would be a killer.
I need some books.
Yeah.
So this book that's coming out, it's going to use the real names? Because I don't think that Ed Key's book used the victim.
No, it didn't. You're right. Why? What is the need for a new book? I'm unclear about that. I still want to talk to him.
Well, it's been years. I mean, I've been to a lot of people in this area who
don't even know that we had a serial killer. The original book was very popular, I thought.
It was, but written. I mean, you're talking, what, 30, 40 years ago? 30 years ago, probably? The mid-80s, right? When was it written?
Probably, somewhere around there.
I mean, I read it in high school, so...
I think
90s.
Finding out what this idiot's been up to and what he's been all about and what kind of trouble he's gotten into. I'm sure he's tried to pull scam after scam in there, it sounds like.
So you were driving out Woodward?
Yes, so I'm driving out Woodward to get this book. Believe me, I was getting back to that.
Sorry.
Driving
down Woodward.
And at about the light before 13 mile, there's a car that is left over from the intersection going the other way that has its ass in my path in the left lane.
Yeah.
Like this might
get over
maybe 4 feet of the car and it's wall to wall traffic. I mean, I cannot just weasel over the right lane. So I'm the first car. So I get up there. This old bag is driving. She's got a couple kids in the back seat.
No.
She's like 10 feet behind the car in front of her. 10 feet.
What's she doing?
And I'm just going, and everybody behind
out of her.
Everybody. So
I was taking her.
She's
side.
Got 10 feet. She's blocking a whole lane of traffic from a green light.
Driving her grandkids.
It's
around.
Not grandma.
You said it was
it's
an old
mom.
Bag.
Oh, she's not. She's probably I don't know, 40, 50 years old, something like that. Okay. She's not an old bag.
Okay. She's an old bag. She has the mental capacity of an old bag.
I'm not real pleased with her. Anyway, she's blocking me with the ass end of her big boat car, and everybody's honking at me, and I'm honking at her, and she's just sitting there, just not doing anything. So I went like, lady! and she finally, like, turns and, like, what? You know, like, what am I doing? And I'm like, you've got 10 feet. Move up. She moves up like a foot. I mean, a foot. No, I'm sorry. She had about 10 yards. Yards? She had at least 7 or 8 yards in front of her, I'd say.
Really?
7 yards. She moves up about 2 feet real slowly and
deal?
Stops.
Well, at that point, if I was her, I'd probably take my time, too.
She has, when, like, 20 cars honking at you.
I'm just kidding, Drew.
Anyway, she sat there through the entire light.
Really?
She sat with this giant gap between her and the car in front, and I heard other people yelling from their cars by me, too.
What's her deal?
She's an idiot. She should have her license taken away.
Clearly.
She should be delicensed and depantsed.
So how far did you follow her?
I didn't follow her.
So you made it
but
to
I
the
honked
bookstore.
At her as I was driving
road
away.
Rage.
I honked at her.
So you made it to the bookstore.
Yeah, I made it to the bookstore. I must have been rattled from this because I got my book. Oh, well, I was looking for the Michigan Murders book, Taryn Ypsilanti. And first I noticed the Clinton book, The Sins.
Oh, that's the one about the foot massage.
And, yeah. Yes. Which looks good, by the way. I read a few pages when I got back.
What's wrong with a foot massage?
Really dug into it. Nothing's wrong with it.
That's right.
Bill but at the presidential library from your 20-something
oh, man,
interns.
On Snapchat. And,
too smart. But, God, there's quite a chapter about Obama, and there's still heavy hatred of Obama.
Oh, I believe
they can't stand him, and apparently he doesn't give much of a shit for them either.
It's all fantasy land.
Oh. But anyway, I get my Clinton book. Then I go looking for the Gary Fournier book on the Michigan murders, and I can't find it. So I ask someone at the front desk, you know, do you have Taryn Ypsilanti? And they're looking. Oh, yeah, it's in the computer, but no, we don't have it. I said, would anybody else have it? Well, I'm going to try BookBeat in Berkeley. So I dial up BookBeat in Berkeley. I was just curious.
Should have called Mark in Berkeley.
What the hell's BookBeat in Berkeley?
I don't know. Bookstore. I didn't even, never heard of it. It's in Hazel. Wait, Hazel Park? Not Hazel Park.
What does it say?
Oak Park?
I think I know every business.
Oak Park
in Berkeley.
Is right where the old station was.
No, it can't be Oak Park then. What park is near Berkeley? Hazel Park? No.
Huntington
the fuck
Woods.
What am I thinking of?
Oak Park? Huntington Woods?
Oak Park. Oh, it's in Oak Park. Okay.
Where at?
She said together. Berkeley, but it wasn't in Berkeley. It was in Oak. That's the number I got anyway. Lincoln Shopping Center on Greenfield Road, 26,000 Greenfield.
Okay.
So they don't have it. So anyway, I go to the car and I'm driving back down Woodward and I get to about 11 mile and I realize I walked out with the book. I didn't pay for the book.
Sweet. Cool.
So I turned around and went back.
Oh, what a citizen.
I walk in there, and I was going to walk up and just say, hey, I'm sorry I forgot to pay for this book, but I walked in and I realized I never looked at the magazines, went back, looked at the magazines, picked up a couple magazines and went to the front desk and just paid.
That is some great security there.
So they just think that nobody ever walked out. No one left with a book. No one came back with a book. Nothing.
That was nice of you.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point of saying anything when nobody noticed anyway? It's crazy.
Did you feel like maybe they were watching you? Like,
no, they weren't. They
where's
were.
That guy gonna go?
Look at this guy bringing.
It was really weird.
He's bringing in his old book to buy.
Sir, we don't buy books here.
I considered it because I was kind of in a hurry. I really didn't need to waste the time going back, but I just thought, well, what if somebody's running out and like you know taking my license down
exactly.
as I was driving away, which I really didn't think happened.
Now I'm gonna pay you, but I shouldn't.
I was about 9,000% sure they didn't because I took my time in my car. I was looking up something on my phone, their bookstore, and I was just sitting in the car for like 5 minutes, so I knew they didn't know, but I don't know.
I'm going to need that $130, you know, whenever you get a chance.
Remember the Uncle Leo episode in Seinfeld when he stole batteries from the library, from the Walden Books?
I remember it vaguely. Why did he steal batteries?
Because I'm old. Because that's what they do, shoplift.
Oh,
they
okay.
shoplift. And Jerry wanted to teach him a lesson.
Uh-huh.
So he told the security guard, look, my uncle, I just want you to put a scare into him. Can you tell him to put the batteries back? And they're like, step back, sir. We've got a code, whatever. They swarm. So they swarm. They swarmed Uncle Leo. And, of course, he didn't care for that.
Drew, I turned on the TV when we came down here, and it was on TBS from the baseball game last night.
Yeah.
And so Seinfeld was on, and I turned the station because I just didn't want to watch it with Tom. And Tom goes, oh, come on, that's the big-breasted waitress video or episode. He named the episode in probably, what, 30 seconds?
No, not even. 15 seconds. Maybe? Who plays the big-breasted person?
Don't you remember Elaine was trying to get...
I don't remember, but...
She noticed all the waitresses in the diner, all the girls had big boobs.
Hot.
So she said, you know, being the feminist that she is, this guy's only hiring girls with big boobs. I'm going to try to go get a job. So that she wore this, like, lumberjack shirt, you know, with a like a flannel shirt. So he couldn't see that, you know, that she had a good rack.
She was like hide a racking it.
Exactly. She was hiding a rack and couldn't get hired. And then, you know, all of a sudden told everyone, this guy's only hiring women because of the way they look. And it turned out it was all his daughters.
Yeah.
His daughters.
Do they have phenomenal racks?
They did. They all had phenomenal racks.
Wow. Any way to look up that episode on the computer? See all his daughters. Asking,
or you just search racks in general online and look at.
I want to see those racks though.
Why?
Because it was an episode.
Yeah, from
there's something about a waitress with a rack.
I still want to see it. Well, they won't look as good today, so I want to see them then.
A restaurant.
The restaurants.
Meanwhile, while you were parting around with your bookstore, I was sitting here all by myself, doing my Facebook Live outside. No one else was here except me, Mags, and Layla.
What? Joey was here?
No, Joey. He stayed, you know, till I was done, and then he had to go. So I was just sitting here hanging out.
Well, now, during your Facebook thing, it was over when he left. Then.
Correct.
Okay, so you were not left alone while you were doing important work.
No, I was not left alone. I was not.
You looked like you made yourself at home.
I did. It was so comfy.
Table and back.
Yeah, it was nice.
Cool. You know, I'm looking at the front page of the Detroit News today when I picked it up this morning, and I read this story, and I just get so pissed. And this story just keeps coming back. This asshole that killed four children.
Yeah.
In Dearborn Heights.
It's about the letter that was written on his behalf in
05. Yeah, that's what the story's about.
Yeah.
His wife actually showed up in court today in a wheelchair, which I don't know why she is putting herself through that, but I guess she probably feels she has to.
And she was shot in the foot, right?
Yeah.
In the wheelchair.
And she was tied up with zip ties and whatnot when he called the police. Anyway, she is the daughter of this pastor who wrote the letter for him that was an effort to help him get out. Now, why this guy, and this letter, too, is this is his father-in-law, his current father-in-law, who just lost four grandchildren.
Oh, my God.
Well, after he
killed his first wife, because he'd shown no remorse and blamed the victim when he met with a parole board. That's how off the charts this asshole was, this murderer. Kills his pregnant wife. By the way, I didn't think you could kill your pregnant wife and get out in 16 years. Because you're killing a baby and you're killing your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Just
killing a child.
Key away with a guy like that.
God. This is a letter of support for Mr. Gregory Green. Gregory and I were friends before his mishap and he was incarcerated. His mishap? Are you kidding me?
Murder?
Jesus. And he was incarcerated. He was a member of our church. I'm offering the help of the church as well as myself in any way we can be of service to Gregory. I wonder if he even talked to this guy. I mean, the parole board, if he can't put on an act for the parole board, he wouldn't have put on an act for this guy.
He acted like he was friends with him, right?
Yeah. I feel he is paid for his unfortunate lack of self-control.
Self-control? He murdered somebody.
I know. Give me a break.
He's not paid for it.
And the damage he has caused as much as possible and is sorry. Well, he won't say that. Why are you saying it? This will not restore the lives that were taken. He will carry that with him for the rest of his life.
Since when does the guy writing the letter, why does he carry more weight than the actual murderer?
I don't know.
Because it sounds like his other four parole hearings were a joke.
Absolutely. No, he performed poorly.
Yeah.
Well, his father-in-law is an upstanding citizen writing.
Why? Because he's a pastor?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it carries a little weight.
Pastors are some of the scummiest people, man.
Well, I got to tell you, there's some really questionable stuff going on around here. I can't believe some of the stories I'm hearing about some of these guys, including, well, Charlie was talking about the how this guy lives, the guy that hosted Trump. You know, he's got a big entourage everywhere he drives.
Yeah,
you know, a few Escalades in front, a few Escalades in back, and that whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I really expect to see a man of God doing, driving in a giant entourage. How stupid. Prosecutors allege Green tied up and assaulted his wife before making her watch him fatally shoot her two older children, suspected of killing their two young daughters with carbon monoxide poisoning. Green was repeatedly denied parole over the 91 murder because he showed little remorse and blamed his victim for his actions. He still can't explain his murderous rage. Oddly, he did not utter a word of empathy or remorse, officials wrote in a report dated December 8, 2006. Why don't you throw away the key at that point? Just say, fuck it.
What a piece of shit.
Considering the brutality of the fatal crime, Green needs to enhance insight, empathy, and remorse. He doesn't have it by 2006. He's never going to have it. Yeah. Officials in the 2008 report detailed terms of Green's release, including abstaining from alcohol and abiding by a curfew. It is noted his crime was not sexual in nature, and Green recognized the value of good behavior. Oh. Green completed a number of educational and psychological programs, the details of which were redacted from records obtained by the news. But there was nothing in the report about any empathy, any remorse.
So it was just based on this letter, right?
Well, the letter helped, obviously. It must have probably helped. He demonstrated little emotional remorse over this horrendous crime, they said in 2004. The murder involved his wife, who was pregnant. He was unable to give background as to where his temper and violence developed from. So, you know, I think he just figured out how to get out,
yeah,
is what it sounds like. You know,
how
if he couldn't perform
he
any better than that, 16 years. That's what he served for killing his wife and his unborn child.
Now, you had the theory that the parole board should finish out the sentence, right?
Yeah, the parole board. I don't think they should let anyone out unless they're so sure they're not going to do anything wrong that they're willing to serve the time that the person serves if they commit another crime.
I think that's brilliant. Now, this guy
that's going to happen though.
This guy that wrote the letter.
Nobody would ever get out. That'd be so great.
This guy that wrote the letter, even though it is his daughter and his grandkids, or two of them are the ones. Oh, all four were his grandkids, right?
Right. Now they are. They wouldn't have been at the time. They weren't.
Well, the two oldest ones would be.
Well, they were. Yeah, they were born. Right. They were step grandkids.
Because I kind of want this guy to serve his time now, too. But then again, he's probably lost enough, considering it's his four grandkids.
Yeah, he can't be reached for comment. Of course, he won't say anything about it.
And he almost lost his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Well, she was shot in the foot so she could watch him. Oh, God, the story's awful.
And these, by the way.
That's a guy that should be hung.
Yeah, really.
Just right now.
No, I mean.
Right now.
I think killing his wife and unborn child's enough to hang him for me.
Yeah. Right now.
Yeah, no, I'd love
what
to see
are we even going to wait? What are you even waiting for?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Why does he even have to go to jail?
Can you imagine all the money and effort that's going to go into housing this piece of shit for the rest of his life?
Guys like that, you don't go to jail. Those are the guys that you.
He's miswired. He's clearly completely miswired. He's never going to. Why would they ever take a chance on him? Well, anyway, here's what the parole board says. Now, here's what they say. The new allegations against Green surfaced more than 6 years after he was released from probation in 2010. This incident, while tragic, happened years after he was discharged from our supervision. Our parole board works hard to review the facts and information they have at the time to determine whether they have reasonable assurance that a prisoner won't reoffend, and to make sure they won't make the most informed and responsible decision. It can be very difficult to predict a person's future behavior, especially through a person's lifetime. So why do you let them out? Of course it's very difficult. But if they've murdered once and it's that hard to predict, then why let them out?
It's kind of a big risk today.
Duh.
Yeah.
If you're caught red-handed, you really should not get out of jail.
Well, there was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He called the cops. They came over. He's sitting on the porch. I killed my wife. What do you know? But, it's hard to predict his future behavior. How about judging him from his past behavior? Guess what? He murdered before. He might murder again, so we won't parole this guy. He didn't even show remorse until 2008.
Did they say how much that letter weighed into their decision?
They really didn't, no.
That's kind of important to know, right?
I think the irony of the fact that he married this guy's daughter and this guy wrote this letter, I think that's sort of why it makes it an interesting story.
Oh,
but they're not, they're clearly not saying that the letter, you know, like it got him out or anything. It was his change, the fact that he showed remorse suddenly.
So where is he going to be heading now?
Which I'm suspicious of.
Where does he go?
He'll go to some.
What jail does he go to?
The gulag.
I don't know, some.
John Norman.
Some place like John Norman Collins, I guess. Yeah,
exactly.
I hope they take care of him in prison.
You know who could take
care
of him?
Yeah.
You know who could take care of him, Drew?
Who?
Jay, we pop up the TV, please. This ad just ran again, and I didn't want to laugh while you were doing such a serious story.
We're boxing. You could be one of the first.
I think you know what ad it's going to be, Drew.
Oh, yeah. Jack off, reach around.
First, that phone up in there is going to ring. Second, you're going to be wearing these cuffs.
Whoa! Jack off, reach around was right.
Who the hell are you?
I'm the guy you didn't count on.
We'll get him, Tom.
Jack Reacher, Purple Heart, Silver Star, you're a legend.
What else have you heard?
I need your help. Someone's killing soldiers. Men that used to be under your command.
It's time to start hunting. I don't know your role in this ship. I promise you, I'll find out.
Nothing to find.
Maybe I rip your arm off. Beat you to death with it. So you gotta find.
It's only a PG-13.
Reach is too close.
How's it going?
You know you're a dead man. One of us is. That's a certainty.
Ooh. Is that fear I hear in your voice, Jack?
What you hear is excitement.
Oh, what a door.
Jack Reacher.
Jack up.
Sorry, he's not feeling well. You might want to use this one.
Holy cow.
Punching the guy through the glass is the funniest damn thing. Through a car glass door.
It looks pretty darn good.
Tom! Entertaining. You're not serious, are you?
And it's a PG-13. How does that happen?
What, honestly, man, that movie's
a joke.
That.
It's a 5'1" guy beating the shit out of 6'5" guys. It's
Do you
a
really
joke.
Believe Tom Cruise would be ex-military?
Listen to me. I just watched the best Tom Cruise movie. Again, one of my favorites.
Well, he picks good movies.
What movie?
Risky Business.
Oh, well, but that's believable.
That was so good.
That's a great movie. I agree.
You're comparing Risky Business.
I can't help like the guy because of that movie. Isn't that
but
sad?
When you saw him in Risky Business, did you think you would see him as some super action hero who beat the shit out of anyone, any size, anywhere, anytime?
I really didn't think about it, to tell you the truth.
Well, now we're asking you to think about it. You just saw the commercial and how absurd that is that he he's like 4'3 in real life.
But not in movies. True. Not
now,
in the movies.
That scene,
but you know.
I know.
You know.
I know we talked about that scene a lot yesterday.
They call it acting.
Where that guy's talking to him on the phone with the gourd, and he's in the other room.
Oh,
so he's
yeah.
He's having a full conversation with him. Wouldn't he be able to hear Tom Cruise in the other room talking to him?
You would think so. Yeah,
how about
of
I
course.
How about I rip off your arm and beat you with it? How about I rip off your arm and beat you off with it, Jack off Richard?
You'll be watching it.
God, no. I never saw the first one.
Oh, there was another one?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was the first Jack Reacher.
That's a sequel.
See, that's how well it did.
Okay.
Didn't even know about it.
I didn't know that.
It's based on a book, and in the book, the character's 6'4".
Got it.
And he's 5'2".
So I'm going to have to look at, do I have to watch Jack Reacher 1 before
who?
I
who?
Watch Jack Reacher 2?
Wait, who?
Jack
I don't
off
know.
Reacher?
Jack off Reach Around.
Yes. Jack off Reach Around?
Yes.
Do I have to watch 1 before I watch 2? Or does it not matter?
No, you don't need to watch 1. I'm just going to tell you that, even though I have no idea. Because I don't want you to waste your time watching 1.
Okay.
I only want you to watch 1 of these movies.
Someone commented on Facebook and said they actually liked the first one.
I told you I was kind of amused by it. It's so silly.
Oh, you saw? I didn't know you
saw
it.
I saw the first one. Yes, I saw it.
See, you'll be back.
You laughed at it, though.
No, I did. You're right. I laughed. It was a comedy.
All right, I might actually put myself through
it. How about the old Schwarzenegger movies? You know, I'll be back.
He was a badass. Yeah. He was a giant, muscle-bound badass.
That's what this is. It's fun.
That's Tom Cruise. He's a little kid.
Get to the chopper!
He's the guy on the couch on Oprah when...
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
What's your face?
Katie Holmes.
I'm in love, Oprah! Do we have the audio from that?
I
want to hear that one more
time. It's all over the YouTube.
Tom Cruise, Oprah on the couch.
Yeah, you remember the cookies and hide and seek.
Oh, and there's the other version by Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Oh, is that fucking hilarious? But the original one is. Oh man.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite?
I think I want to hear him with Matt Lauer too.
What's your favorite Tom Cruise movie?
He's got a lot of good movies.
Yeah, I love Jerry Maguire. Maybe.
Really?
That's up there.
Oh, he's electrocuting Oprah.
It's classic. I would pay to see that.
I just want to hear the real one. Yeah, I'm dying to hear. No, it's okay. That was hilarious.
I love that.
I love, what's his name, Jerry? Jerry O'Connell?
Jerry O'Connell, yeah.
Oh, God, his impersonation is so funny.
The Scientology.
Yeah. Somebody impersonates this too. Who is that?
Of jumping on the couch?
Yeah. Word for word. Oh, you know what it is? It's just the comedian that was so funny and now everybody makes fun of him.
Oh, Dane Cook?
Yeah, Dane Cook does it. I think.
Tom, what's going on? I'm in love. And then the crowd goes ape shit again.
This was Slim Oprah.
Nobody's ever been nuts for Tom Cruise like this. This is ridiculous.
How cute. Y'all overwhelm me. How cute is that? You're overwhelmed. Okay, people. Okay.
He's so funny.
What is it? It's electrifying. Calm yourself.
That laugh.
First of all, thank you for
being overwhelmed.
Are you overwhelmed?
Oh, my God.
That's all it takes. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, you feel, do you feel welcome now? Okay, first of all, thanks for coming to my Legends Ball with Katie. Was that the best? Fun?
Is that where everybody wore white, but she wore red?
Thank you.
Is that the
Legends
Ball?
Yes.
Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, it was great. Wasn't it?
It was more than fun. It was more than great.
John Travolta was there, too, I think.
Those were the only two
Scientologists
men.
Yes. Were there?
Yeah. Isn't it stupid?
What Oprah did by acknowledging you know, I was sitting here and I thought, you know what, they've not only had impact on women and African-American women but on men, on the world, and they have changed the culture for the better, and it's a great inspiration.
Thank you, Tom. You're so stoic.
You sent me the most beautiful flowers. Thank you.
You know what, I don't feel like it was enough.
No, it wasn't enough, Tom.
No.
They sent a picture of the flowers that Tom sent.
He paid someone to send.
I turned and looked at one point. You were standing in the chair going, yes! Yes! It was a black tie ball. He was standing in his black tie doodah.
And people were embarrassed for him.
Going, yes! I go, I love that enthusiasm.
We were there. Stupid. And something great happened. And one of the waiters came up and gave me a rose.
Yeah.
And he said, this is Tina.
Can I blow you in the bathroom?
This is Tina Turner. Wow. And she said, And, you know.
So the waiter's blowing me in the bathroom.
She's being honored as a legend tonight. She can't come over to the table. So would you please come over and say hello?
Where'd
they find this crowd?
Why couldn't
the same crowd that's at every Oprah?
Why couldn't she go see him? Why couldn't Tina Turner go see
exactly?
Have you ever felt this?
What a door!
So that's stuff. Listen, I have to tell you, I love stuff like that. Yeah. I'm romantic, and so I like treating a woman the way that she deserves to be treated.
That's why you're divorced 3 times.
Yeah, ask Sofia Vergara about it too.
Really? What about Sofia?
I love this woman. Okay. So it's, but it's also, it's with me, it's scuba diving and motorcycles.
That's why you don't see your ex-wives, because they're suppressive persons.
We'll be right back.
And your daughter.
So this is interesting, Tom. We've never seen you behave this way before.
I know.
Have you ever felt this way before?
It's the future suppressive person we're talking about.
You think he's on anything during this?
He's just in love, Tom.
Oh.
I don't know what's wrong with him. I really don't.
Are you sleeping? Care. Are you getting sleep?
No, I'm not.
No.
We got here last night. We had, what was that place there with the popcorn?
Garrett's popcorn?
Oh,
you went to Garrett's popcorn?
We had the cheese and the caramel popcorn.
Cheese and the caramel.
Then I had to have the Giordano's pizza.
Oh, my God.
And then we had to finish it off with fudge pot, you know, at about 1 in the morning. 2 in the morning. No, we had, no, they sent it over. Okay. We didn't, we're in the hotel, you know.
Yeah, you're Tom Cruise. Katie. You can get a little fudge pot sent over.
He's talking about Katie, isn't he?
No, but Tom,
I don't know.
I'm really confused.
Listen to me. Let's focus here. No, obviously not.
I honestly, I haven't.
Really?
I'm not going to pretend.
I can see you're not. You know, Katie once sold 17 magazine. Yes.
He's back on the couch. Oh, Jesus, what an idiot.
The boy is gone. The boy is gone. He's gone.
I am.
Okay. Katie once told 17 magazine that her dream was to marry Tom Cruise.
Thank God.
Wait, that's part. Was that part one?
It had to be.
YouTube put us out of our misery.
Yeah, please. How about YouTube? can we have Tom Cruise with what's his name, Matt Lauer, about
War of the Worlds?
No, about what's her face? Glib. About yeah, being glib. Brooke about Shields. Brooke Shields taking stuff for a postpartum. Yeah,
antidepressants.
Yeah, Tom chews out Matt.
You don't know about psychiatry.
Before I was a Scientologist, I never agreed with psychiatry. And then when I started studying the history of psychiatry, I started realizing more and more why I didn't agree with psychiatry.
Yeah, I read L. Ron Hubbard.
As far as the Brooke Shields thing is, look.
Science fiction writer.
You got to understand, I really care about Brooke Shields.
What?
I think here's a wonderful and talented woman. And I want to see her do well.
So now I'm going to shit
I
all
know
over.
That psychiatry is a pseudoscience.
But Tom, if she said that this particular thing helped her feel better, whether it was the antidepressant or going to a counselor or a psychiatrist, isn't that enough?
Now you have to understand this.
Yeah. End of story.
Here we are today, where I talk out against drugs and psychiatric abuses of electric shocking people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, against their will, anymore. Of drugging children with them not knowing the effects of these drugs. Do you know what Adderall is? Do you know Ritalin? Do you know now that Ritalin is a street drug?
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
The difference
looks
is...
Looks like you were on
no,
it.
No, Matt, I'm asking you a question.
Will.
Matt, I'm asking you a question.
I understand there's abuse of all of these things.
No, you see, here's the problem. You don't know the history of psychiatry. I do.
Aren't there examples, and might not Brooke Shields be an example of someone who benefited from one of those drugs?
All it does is mask the problem, Matt. And if you understand the history of it, it masks the problem. That's what it does. That's all it does. You're not getting to the reason why. There is no such thing as a chemical imbalance.
So part of the impression to you is Matt, kind of a little psychological gobbledygook?
No, I did not say
I'm
that.
I'm just asking, what would you call it?
Matt, that is the post... Now you're talking about two different things.
But that's what she went on the antidepressant for.
But what happens, the antidepressant, all it does is mask the problem. There's ways of vitamins and through exercise and various things. I'm not saying that that isn't real. That's not what I'm saying. That's an alteration of what I'm saying. I'm saying that drugs aren't the answer. That these drugs are very dangerous. They're mind-altering, antipsychotic drugs. And there are ways of doing it without that so that we don't end up in a brave new world. The thing that I'm saying about Brooke is that there's misinformation, okay?
He's
and she doesn't understand the history of psychiatry. She doesn't
writer.
Understand in the same way that you don't understand it, man.
But a little bit what you're saying, Tom, is you say
for
you
a second.
Want people to do well, but you want...
Why does Matt Lauer continue to kiss his ass here?
Well, he's a pro.
How dare he tell me? What do you mean you don't know? What do you mean I don't understand? What do you mean I don't know the history? What do you? You don't know what I know? Shut the fuck up, you idiot!
Maybe because he's clearly winning this debate by not even coming across like an asshole though, doing it. You know what I mean?
He looks like the good guy here.
He really does.
Tom Cruise is so clearly, blatantly wrong. I don't.
Well, maybe that's why it's like shooting fish in a barrel, and he can look like a good guy doing it.
He's not shooting anything though.
Oh, I thought his argument was pretty solid back to him.
Wouldn't it have been fun to bring a doctor on the set?
I know,
a real doctor.
Did he? Yeah.
So Tom could tell him he knows more than the doctor. Okay, sorry.
No such thing as a come and gone.
Well, by taking the road that you approve of, as opposed to a road that may work for them.
No, I'm not.
Well, if antidepressants work for Brooke Shields, why isn't that okay?
I disagree with it, and I think that there's a higher and better quality of life. And I think that promoting, for me personally, see, you're saying, what, I can't discuss what I want to discuss?
No, you absolutely
can't.
I know,
but Matt, you're going in and saying that I can't discuss that.
I'm only asking, isn't there a possibility that, do you examine the possibility that these things do work for some people? That, yes, there are abuses.
Duh.
And, yes, maybe they've gone too far in certain areas. Maybe there are too many kids on Ritalin. Maybe electric shock.
Too many kids on Ritalin. Matt.
I'm just saying. But aren't there examples where it works?
Matt, you don't even... You're glib. You don't even know what Ritalin is. You have to evaluate and read the research papers on how they came up with these theories, Matt.
It's really amazing how much Tom Cruise cares about children.
You go and you say, where's the medical...
Yeah, he doesn't
even see his own.
His own is a suppressive person.
you're it's very impressive to listen to you because clearly you've done the homework and you know the subject. And you should. And you should do that also because just knowing people who are on Ritalin isn't enough. You should be a little bit more responsible in knowing.
I'm
really
not prescribing Ritalin, Tom, and I'm not asking anyone else to do it.
Well, you're saying no,
I know some people who seem to have been helped.
This is a very important issue.
I couldn't agree more.
You know what? And you're here on the Today Show.
Right.
And to talk about it in a way of saying, well, isn't it okay and being reasonable about it when you don't know, and I do. I think that you should be a little bit more responsible in knowing what it is.
Here to talk about a movie?
Brooke Shields.
But you're now telling me that you're...
That's not why he's there. No, he's there to promote War of the Worlds.
Wow. And they got into this conversation?
...are more important than my experiences. What do you mean by that? You're telling me what's worked for people I know or hasn't worked for people I know.
There's only one man that could solve this problem, and it's Jack Huffreach around.
So you're advocating it.
I am not. I'm telling you, in their case, in their individual case, it worked. I am not going to go out and say, get your kids on Ritalin, it's the cure-all and the end-all.
Matt, but here's the point. What is an ideal scene in life? Okay?
Talking about...
An ideal scene is someone not having to take antipsychotic drugs.
I would agree.
Okay, so now you look at it and you go, okay, a departure from that ideal scene is someone... taking drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you go, okay, what is the theory and the science behind that that justifies that?
Let me take this more general because I think you and I could go around in circles on this for a while. And I respect your opinion on it. Do you want more people to understand Scientology? Would that be a goal of yours?
You know what? Absolutely. Of course. You know,
how do you go about that?
You just communicate about it. And the important thing is, like, you and I talk about it, whether it's...
It was about Xena? Tell us about Xena.
Look, if I want to know something, I go and find out. Because I don't talk about things that I don't understand.
Tell us what it costs to be an OT7.
I'm not so sure about that. I'll go find more information about it so I can come to an opinion based on the information that I have.
You're so passionate about it.
You're such an asshole about it.
I'm passionate about life, Matt.
You're such an idiot.
YouTube saved us again.
You're such a dipshit.
Thank you, YouTube.
Wow, that's the real Tom Cruise right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's him. How'd you like to be married to him? Woo! Now, woo!
Refresh my memory on Brooke Shields and him.
Brooke Shields?
Yeah. They used to be a thing?
They were a couple, I guess. No, they dated a little bit. I don't think they were anything serious, were they?
My favorite Brooke Shields story is when Jackson invited her to the award show and
showed
up with Emmanuel Lewis. It was Emmanuel Lewis?
Emmanuel Lewis. He carried
Webster.
Emmanuel Lewis all night.
Webster.
And people were laughing at her backstage.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but she had no idea Emmanuel Lewis was even coming.
Yeah.
Well, her book is actually damn good. She tells some great stories about Agassi. She had to kiss somebody on the set of Friends, and Agassi was so pissed, he left the set and drove straight from Las Vegas home to California. No,
really?
Straight from California home to Vegas, I think it was.
Quite an overreaction.
Yeah, and destroyed his trophy collection.
Oh, wow. That's a cool...
And she got there, and there's a room full of glass, and it's like, what the hell happened? And he explains to her he was so pissed.
Why?
Because she kissed somebody.
Job.
She kissed somebody on the set. She didn't tell him. It's going to happen. He didn't approve. So he drove straight home and destroyed his trophy collection.
And then went out with Barbara Streisand.
He did?
Oh, yeah. Him and Babs were a thing.
I don't know what the hell that was all about.
Was he got a thing for big noses? Because he married Steffi Graf, too.
He liked Babs. Him and Babs were a hot thing.
Oh, man. See, that
they weren't a hot thing.
Yeah, they were.
A hot
Absolutely.
Thing?
Absolutely.
Stop calling her Babs. God.
Yeah. Act like you like her or something.
I did like Barbara Streisand.
I got to Google this.
Because I kind of liked Andre
Agassi.
Against
me again, huh? You don't believe?
No, I believe you.
Okay,
I just think it's ridiculous.
All right.
Because remember 60 Minutes of that big story on him, what a prick his dad was. Because when he had that book out,
oh yeah,
and then he started his own school. He seems like a good dude now that he's with Graf.
Him and Graf were meant for each other.
I know, but now I hear these two stories, and I kind of bummed me out.
That does bum me out that he ran home and got pissed off at Brooks.
No, I'm more concerned about him dating Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, that's really
it's
weird.
Disgusting.
I think that might have been kind of overblown.
She used to sit in his the players box during the U.S. Open back in the day. I would say it was back in the
that means they're dating
back in the early 90s. Yeah, they were a thing.
Why?
I don't.
So he nailed her?
Oh God, yeah.
She was 70.
No, she wasn't.
She was 60. She was at least 60.
She was a little older than him, sure.
No, she's like 30 years older than him.
But he was a
I guarantee
stud
it.
Athlete. He could have done way better.
Are you still looking it up?
Yeah.
Jay, help me out. Barbara Streisand and Andre Agassi.
That is not a real thing.
Barbara Streisand and Andre Agassi. Agassi was 28 years Barbara Streisand's junior when they dated in the early 90s.
Told you.
Dated.
Yes, they were a thing.
No, they weren't.
He didn't bang her.
Yes,
never
he
banged
did.
Her.
No, she never saw
she was sitting in the player's box. No one gets, everyone gets banged if you're sitting
Wait,
in the player's
box. Wait, if you're in the
box,
player's box, does that mean you've been laid by someone on
yes,
the court?
Yes. If you're in the player's box, you're getting laid.
Doesn't royalty sit in the box?
Well...
Yeah, well, they got put out.
I don't know what to tell you.
They didn't. He's very intelligent, very
You're
sensitive.
You're in that
very...
tennis box. You mean something.
Barbara Streisand said, he's very evolved, more than his linear years.
What does that mean? Shut up.
Linear years.
I think that was right after Barbara Streisand was in Prince of Tides with Nick Nolte.
Oh, my God, Tom.
The couple split shortly after.
I always thought Barbara was sexy.
Are you kidding?
I always.
When?
Oh, my God.
Always. I always.
Did you pound
her.
Off to Barbara Streisand?
I think I did.
Let's see.
You did not.
I think I did.
Please, Maz, tell me you never did that.
I loved Babs.
I'm going to see if she's on Mr.
What was happening when you were pounding off? What was going on in your mind with Babs?
I don't know.
I'd rather you beat off to Andre Agassi.
I think we were in the studio together.
Were you naked with Barbara Streisand?
Yes, I was.
Were you on top of her?
No, she was on top.
She was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. In her new book, Barbara the Way She Is, Christopher Anderson alleges Streisand notched up many big names on her star-studded belt, including Prince Charles. Prince Charles?
She hit them all, man.
Why would she bang Prince Charles?
He's ugly.
Dodi Fayed? What did Dodi Fayed have besides a lot of money?
She tried him out before Princess Di.
Andre Agassi and Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Other alleged former conquests include Warren Beatty. Warren Beatty fell for that?
Well, he nailed everything.
Ryan O'Neal, Steve McQueen. Yeah, it must have been when there was nothing else available.
Barbara Streisand was a hottie.
She's never been even attractive. She's not even pretty.
Very attractive.
No, I'm watching her in The Owl and the Pussycat.
She's like a 5.5.
Bring her up.
I give her 5.5.
Give him some Barbara Streisand sexy images.
6 at the most.
All right, here's a video from A Star Is Born. She looks disgusting.
She's great looking.
She looks disgusting.
She got Don Johnson's crank.
Yeah.
Really? Gross. Yeah.
John Voight, he's in the hung jury.
Would you say Yentl?
Yeah, what about Yentl?
Don't look at Yentl.
She's gross.
Don't look at
Yentl. She's in Yentl.
No, don't look at Yentl.
Richard Gere, Elliot Gould, Omar Sharif.
Hey, that's my cousin,
Liam Neeson.
By the way. Omar Sharif's my cousin.
He's your cousin?
Yes.
Call him.
He's dead. He's my grandfather's.
Show him his phone number in your phone book.
Call someone who will verify
it. He's my grandfather's first cousin.
Well, why don't you have his phone number then if he's your cousin?
His last name really is Shal Hoop, like my mom.
That's just something you Syrians tell each other.
No, that's a fact. That is a fact.
Is there a picture of him on your dad's wall of fame?
No.
Why not?
It's my mom's dad, by the way.
Oh.
My mom's dad.
Streisand was allegedly banned from the White House by First Lady Hillary Clinton after she discovered the singer had stayed the night while she was away and Bill Clinton remained at home. Oh. I remember that. That was written about. I never believed that, though. I thought that couldn't be. But I don't know.
Babs was a good piece of ass.
I don't find her attractive at all. She must have.
I don't either. I seriously, I don't even think she's pretty.
No.
She is.
No, she's got a gross body. She's got a really not very attractive face. She's got a big nose.
She's all yours, Tom.
Good. I'll take her.
What do you like about her? What do you find attractive about her?
Very sexy about her.
What about her body do you like?
I liked her boobs.
She's not reaction.
Yeah, she had great reaction. Yeah, she had good reaction.
In Yentl?
No, don't look at Yentl. Look at Prince of Tides.
Prince of Tides? Yes. She was even older then.
Bring her up at Prince of Tides.
Why does she spend 8 hours demanding on all this lighting to be perfect if she's that hot?
Well, first of all, her voice is amazing.
All right,
who cares about her voice? Her voice does not make her hotter.
Sure it does.
You're not going to hear
it
with your penis in there.
Give him some...
She's singing in this fantasy when you were nude and she's on top of you?
She's singing. Memories.
Oh, God.
I'd be so bummed.
You're the worst.
I can't think of one song she's ever sung that I would ever want to hear again.
She has her own channel on Sirius.
Look at her. Oh, God. Look at that.
What are some of her other songs?
Don't make me name them.
I don't know.
Her net worth is the sexiest thing about her, $340 million.
Well, James Brolin, wasn't it James Brolin that was worried about...
Oh, yeah, he didn't want to fall asleep because he'd miss her.
I like her voice. I like, I guess I like her accent and all. She's a New York chick. I dig her.
But, Tom, there's so many better New York chicks.
I like,
like
I,
a million.
Look, we brought up, you guys brought up Barbara Streisand. You brought her up. I'm just mentioning that I liked her.
I'm just trying to find out what twisted fantasy you have that makes her hot.
I find her attractive. I like her nose.
You like her nose?
I do.
You have the
I like the way she looks.
You have
she
the Andre good. Agassi fetish.
She look kind of cross-eyed, too?
Well, maybe. I think she's...
Do you like her when she has the curly hair?
I love the curly hair look.
From A Star's Born?
I did. I love that look.
Oh, my God.
Do you like the fat ass look, too?
She's like Ronald
fat
McDonald.
Fat ass look?
Yeah.
Not really.
But she's got a fat ass.
How about the bitchy look the when she chastises you and yells at you?
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
You're such a liar.
Maz, can you imagine how much she would yell at you if you were with her for more than 5 minutes?
Thomas, you're not recycling properly.
I would take it from her.
Do you know anything about climate change? You're not evolved at all.
I won't even get into this next one. She kind of reminds me a little of Bette Midler.
Bette Midler, has she been a subject of pounding off too?
I kind of like Bette Midler a little. Really? Yeah. I don't love, you know, I don't love, you know, her, all her songs. I'm just saying I kind of dig her.
She's a, you like bawdy chicks, huh? Tom's, you like loud women.
She's bawdy.
She's bawdy.
Tom's pounding it to, did you ever know you were my hero?
I'm doing strictly looks here and personality.
Maybe Tom sings that to himself when he pounds.
What's her name? Has a great personality. What's her
Midler?
Name? Bette Midler's got a great personality.
She's kind of cool.
She's a cool like her, chick.
I just don't think she's that hot. I mean, looking.
Okay.
But she's cool. I mean, I like her. I mean, she seems like she'd be fun to have a beer with.
The wind beneath Tom's wings.
Did you hear Vince Scully sing that, by the way, on his last day?
He sang Wind Beneath My Wings.
To the crowd. Yes.
What?
He has a record. He recorded a record, Wind Beneath My Wings, that he made for his wife. And
why?
They played it on the last day of,
oh my God, how awkward.
Of his last game.
Was everybody in the stands pretending to like it?
No, they were crying.
Because it was
everyone,
so bad?
Everybody was crying.
Because it was so awkward.
There he is. Please, if Jay could find it and they play it.
Oh, my God,
what
don't play
in
it.
The hell is
you
this?
You have to hear it. It's very touching.
Would win the game 10 to nothing.
Why don't you just die
no
already?
And it would be a nice, easy day. Because I have a very, very small... modest contribution on my last
go a little
day.
Forward on this, Jay.
I have always felt anyway on the wind beneath my wings. And that's what you are.
What a
you're
wordsmith.
You're the wings beneath
what?
The team's wings.
He sings
you're
it.
The team beneath my wing. So I know it's modest. I know it's an watch. Amateur.
The Midler's worth $230
million. Do you mind listening?
Sexier now, isn't she? There's his wife.
Well, that's his much younger wife.
Hey, see, Vin
he married wife. A chick who's like 50.
Look at all the
players are all looking up. They're like, what
they're
the fuck
crying.
Is this?
They're all crying. Watch. They start crying. Everybody in the crowd cries.
Out of awkwardness. They don't know what to do.
There it is.
It must have been cold there in my shadow.
I thought of you guys.
What? God, how embarrassing.
I swear. I thought of you guys. When he was singing this, I'm like, if they get a hold of this, they're going to ruin my guy, Vince Scully. They're going to ruin him.
Why are people pretending this isn't horrible?
Look at
I mean, why, seriously, if I was in the crowd, I'd be booing right
no, you
now.
You wouldn't. You'd be
yes,
crying.
I would.
Look at those people. They're
I'd say,
crying.
I don't care if you've been there 67 years or 167 years.
Look,
this sucks.
Look, they're hugging.
I would be laughing my
the
balls off.
Hugging.
This isn't singing anyway.
This is his record.
What an ego this guy has.
Massive.
Forcing people to listen to this shit.
They played the whole thing. I'm like, wow, they're going to go the whole way with this.
He's crying. He's moved by his own terrible singing. He's moved by his own lack of greatness.
Oh, we got to get a good copy
he's
of this.
He's got
man.
Greatness.
This is so awkward. I mean, this should have been a great moment. He ruined it. His
wife's
ego nice ruined the moment.
Nice, nice looking.
Did you ever know that you're
those people are like, what do we do?
This is the great, look! This is the great Vince Scully.
Yeah, tell me you did not like the song.
Just ask him.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You,
but
did,
I
you couldn't have.
I was sweating.
We can't be friends if you like this.
I was sweating thinking you guys. I swear I was. It kind of ruined the whole moment for me, knowing you guys would kill him.
Awful, man.
He's sweet.
That's terrible. He can't sing, first of all, and he's an announcer. Why is he singing this song? Why just tell people that he likes them a lot? Look, I love you. You've been great. You've been... All right, the wind beneath my wings. He didn't even say it, but not sing it. His voice is terrible. You like his voice?
I just thought it was kind of fun. It was cute.
Why?
Yes, God. How am I going to get you out of this?
Those people crying.
Are you going to record an album for your wife?
No, I can't sing.
Well, neither can either.
I'm not Vin Scully. If I'm Vin Scully, I'll do whatever the hell I want.
I think you'd be a better singer than Vin Scully. You should probably do it.
Oh, this is like a 5-minute song. I can't even listen to the rest of it. Please make it stop. No, no, man, stop. God.
Atrocious.
That was... I can't believe that happened. Can you believe that happened, Mark?
I can't believe you missed it.
Can you believe he subjected those people who were there to honor him to that piece of shit song? I mean, that's stunning.
I'm glad I missed. You know, I purposely did not see any of the Vin Scully stuff because I was watching football.
Then my friend tipped me off. Hey, it's Vin's last inning. So I switched it over, and they were down a run. I'm like,
did they go, I think you might do Wind Beneath My Wings. You better go over
there. I swear I said this. They will win this game on a walk-off home run. And, of course, they did.
They did?
Yes.
Who hit it?
I forgot.
Vin Scully did.
A guy that's a journeyman. Charlie, a journeyman, hit it.
They let Vin pinch hit. They threw a big meatball, and he crushed it. Isn't 450.
Oh, and he hit it, like, barely out of the infield. They let him run around the bases. They all, like, fell over the ball and tripped every time they got near it.
He called a walk-off game-winning home run. And the Dodgers clinched the pennant. They clinched the National League West pennant.
Somebody had to carry him around the bases. they dipped him at each base so he could touch it.
That's a pits, man. Barbra Streisand would never date you guys.
They get the home base.
Thank God.
Do they get him to home base? It's like throwing him out of a Western bar. They just slide him across home plate.
It was like dwarf tossing.
Hey, Vin won the game.
Look at his wife. His wife is like 50. What happened to his first wife? Did he kill her?
Come on. This is his original wife.
Well, after he poisoned his first wife?
This is his original wife.
After he had the game-winning home run, you know he went home and pounded that pussy all night.
They were married like 60 years, these two people.
That's his second wife.
Oh,
yeah, that's his second wife, isn't it?
His second wife?
60 years?
Look at her.
She's not even 60 years old.
Yeah. She's a kid.
He traded up, Tom.
You better find out about that, Mark.
All right.
I think
gladly.
He traded up. I'm pretty sure.
I could have sworn he was married for 50-something years.
I got it.
Mark's looking it up. Don't waste your battery.
She's 80. She got a head transplant.
Can you play the rest of that song for me?
No, do not.
Almost over.
You know, we need, Mark, we need to find Gringo. Since Matt has shared with us, it's our turn to share with him.
Scully endured a pair of personal tragedies. The first... 1972, his 35-year-old wife, Joan Crawford, died of an accidental medical overdose.
Oh, he poisoned her. He got rid of her so he could marry this chick.
And he married Sandra Hunt in 73, who had
two children.
It doesn't say.
Younger.
So that's her?
Gotta be her.
Yeah.
So they married 40-something years.
Her neck looks 20 years younger than Maureen McCormick's.
Oh, poor Maureen.
It does. Have you seen her turkey neck on Dancing with the Stars? Isn't that awful?
That's
disgusting.
Somebody's got to do something about that.
Is she still on the show?
No, they kicked her neck off.
She's gone?
No, she's still,
still on.
All right, who got eliminated?
She was bawling her eyes out yesterday in the pregame before she danced. Yep.
Do you have Gringo saved?
She couldn't get the dance down.
Do you know if you have it saved?
Gringo? I don't think I saved it because I just...
Here it is.
Oh, there it is. You're going to love this, man.
I think I have it queued, too, hopefully.
This will be something you've probably never... You're going to learn something new.
So Gringo's...
Know that.
Gringo's a... I'll just set it up for you.
I learn when I come here.
Have you ever heard of John McAfee? Have you ever heard of McAfee Antivirus?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He created it, sold it, went a little...
He's eccentric.
He's an eccentric multimillionaire. A little paranoid.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
obviously, he had a security
obsessed with viruses.
And he had been the subject of multiple... like 2020 and Datelines because he moved on to Belize and then a neighbor ended up dead. I mean, Belize is kind of like the Wild West. It's hard.
Well, the neighbor poisoned his dogs.
Yeah.
So his neighbor was shot the next day. And so the people believed he shot the neighbor. Well, he did. He killed him.
So then he left.
You back that, don't you?
I do.
They poison the dogs.
Yeah.
You're dead.
So then he left the country, escaped to Guatemala. And then just flew back to the States because they can never, they have like no detective work in police whatsoever.
Yeah, they convict 3% of all murders.
Yeah.
3% of 3% of murders is there's a conviction.
That's the murder capital of the world.
They just got fingerprinting.
That's yeah, great. They have.
They have no DNA, yeah. Nothing like that.
Clowns could run wild in Belize.
Yeah, they've never had any conviction other than from a witness testimony, I think they said.
I think it's where Vin Scully killed his first wife, actually.
Is that why he recorded Wind Beneath My Wings?
Hey, Joan, let's go down to Belize. So while he was down there, he also started hitting on all these chicks, these young chicks down there, because he's this rich American. And these are some of the girls, some of John McAfee's girlfriends. And
I'll treat all the same. That was pretty young, so I'd be like, okay.
Most of them are 18, 19.
Everyone wanted to be number one, you know, and they were just to
see him, there's a collection
number.
Of them.
He treat me the best.
Did you tell him how he buys
he
prostitutes?
He takes me out on lunch.
Did you tell him how he pays these girls?
Yeah, no, that's what they're talking about here is how he pays them, like $900 a day. I mean, everything down there is really cheap. He also had armed mercenaries. One guy was going to kill him, so he went had lunch with him. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
He had lunch with this guy. He's like, hey, I hear you're going to kill me. He's like, that's funny. I thought you were going to kill me. And they laughed, and then he hired him to be his mercenary.
Wow.
He's like his own police force awesome. Of gang members
yeah.
who terrorize people. Yeah. He's a nut.
He's a total nut. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe you do have something in common with him, Tom. We'll see.
Tom, go shopping. John McAfee used to treat me, well, I say the best.
See? They're all number one.
He's always around me, and when they call him, he would just out of his phone because he's with me.
He would spend most of the time with me in the room, and he would bring me breakfast, and you know,
oh, that's
he
nice.
Treated
nice
all
guy.
The girls them nice, tell them they're beautiful.
Wonder what kind of breakfast
right
by the way,
the girls want to hear.
Like I a think full they English stay breakfast there
for the money.
I think it was
at
continental,
first. And then
cereal.
Most of them. Eventually had real true feelings for him. They're young too. It was exciting for them living in this big house and having
yeah.
trips and
rich American
stuff
happy story.
That they wouldn't normally
so
would
it
have
it. Like a happy story.
Meet
yeah, no.
Mr. John.
They're all happy.
Had you ever
plus they all get free antivirus.
Like that before? No. Had you ever had sex for money prior to that or
no. That was my first time.
She's gross, by the way.
I know, she's gross.
Ugly one.
What did
you
have you do?
Sit on this hammock. The hammock has a hole. He puts in a hammock.
Oh, boy.
Then after that, he lies up on the hammock. Then he,
you know, he would cut a little hole.
They all have the same story.
He would sit there. That's what he used it for. Because he wanted to have, like, Scott sex, and I didn't agree with that.
What is Scott sex?
I mean, you poop in someone's mouth.
And he used to make you shit in his mouth. Like that.
Oh, my God.
I've never had done that before. And it
you getting paid for that?
For me.
I bet you she had to cut the biggest hole.
He put his under your butt and... He asked you to shit in his mouth.
Did he ever have regular intercourse, like vaginal intercourse?
No.
No. Oh, no. Why would you want to do that?
That was the only thing I did.
Just shit. That's the only thing she did.
I think I was grateful because I wanted
when you get people to shit in your mouth, why would you have regular sex?
That's not what love she was.
So I didn't care about what he did. So I was worrying about finishing school and doing something
with
my life.
She had nice feelings for him, huh?
Yeah.
Do not eat her shit.
Can you believe that, Tom? This rich wow. guy had, that's the only kind of sex apparently he wanted
wow.
to have.
Wow. Holy antivirus,
now,
Batman.
When you heard that story going on, what did you think the conclusion was going to be to the hole being cut in the hammock?
I thought he was going to have sex through that hole.
Of course. That's what everybody thinks.
Like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You would stick your penis through the
of
hammock
course.
Hole. And he would be laying down or
yes.
up the other way.
Yeah. And they would bounce up and down on him.
Yeah. You wouldn't think that he would be laying under there. Like
no, with his mouth
soft
open.
Soft serve ice cream yes. machine unloading into his mouth.
I cannot.
He had his own, well, he called it like a biochemical lab down there. He hired a girl out of Harvard to kind of set it up and run it. It was a big farce. He ended up raping this chick, too, drugging her. That story's horrific.
Raped her? What did he do, give her an enema?
She had a headache one night, and no,
that's a good point, man.
Really sexy ass. Yeah,
how do you rape someone to get them to shit in your mouth against their will? Give them an enema.
Take this enema.
A suppository.
Absolutely.
That might be your best joke. Or
suppositories
ever.
Into my ass.
I'm sorry,
joke was an observation.
No,
it's okay.
But he
tied me over this hole in a hammock.
He made me take Dukalox.
He was blowing into my anus. But then they covered up, like, he had all these reports. That was his big downfall. He loved attention, loved the media.
Oh, yeah.
So he kept having these reporters come down here. And then in the end, she leaves because he rapes her. And then he turns the lab into, like, a methamphetamine lab to make tons of meth. I think he was doing tons of meth down there, Drew.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And they kind of left that part out of it. So then he ran for president this year, too.
Wow.
And Gary Johnson, he ran as a libertarian, and Gary Johnson got the nomination, not John McAfee.
Is he still on the, he's still on the loose out there, literally. Huh?
He's never been tried.
Yeah, no, never.
Wow. He's never been tried. He's back never in been the arrested, States. Really. Well, he was arrested in Guatemala, but then they just said, we're going to ship you back to America because you entered our country illegally.
So what Americans is he hiring to shit in his mouth now?
Good question. Well, the one black chick in Miami, remember he was gallivanting around with the one black chick?
Yeah, that's
he
right.
Showed his return to Miami, and he was making out with that chick. But the documentary
is so bizarre.
He's
how old is he?
Making out with a guy that eats crap.
71.
He's a good looking 71-year-old. Apparently, shitting in your mouth and doing homemade meth is a good.
You know, I'm sorry, I couldn't get past this part of his sexual desire. Wouldn't that be? It just seems like you get hepatitis or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Of course.
I don't think anything good can come out of it.
It seems so unhealthy.
What good can come out of it?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, he obviously got his rocks off. Why? Because he's nuts. Maybe he just liked watching the butthole
open. I mean,
open.
I was expecting some sort of medical
he
update.
Like to watch it taper.
Wouldn't you think he'd have all kinds of infection and...
He might.
Freaky
we don't
stuff.
Know.
He looks healthy as hell.
I've never seen somebody as paranoid as this guy. Now, out of the three documentaries I've watched lately...
Not very paranoid about disease.
No, not at all. But everything else. This is the best documentary. This is better than Amanda Knox. This is better than the Charlie Hebdo one. This is the best one I've seen
in
a long time.
I thought Wiener was really good.
Wiener was good... maybe because it changed my opinion of him. But this
Anthony Weiner?
Yeah.
What'd you see on him?
The Weiner documentary.
Of his run for mayor.
Oh, man.
It's really
awesome.
Good. Very good.
Watch it immediately.
He could have been a contender.
He should have.
Yeah, he was leading.
No question.
He was winning. Yeah. He was.
Yep.
Oh, there's a great candidate.
There's the homemade meth lab.
More testimony from people lied to and paid by Showtime? What do you mean?
For the documentary, they're saying that they lied, that they were coerced.
He was saying that they shit in his mouth?
Wait, what?
Well, let's see.
They were full of shit.
I bet you this is John McAfee because there's a... See, that's another...
Well, it's the same girls. Hold on. Let's see what they say.
No. I came here to tell the truth and only the truth. But he didn't... Nobody paid me to do this. We came together. We spoke as a group and we came together to do this.
You knew these guys before?
Yes.
Certainly, I have seen no threat from Mr. McAfee to my clients. They seem, as far as I am aware, to have come here on their own free will. And they told me what was their experience with the Showtime crew. And I felt that it was unfair that they were taken advantage of. And we are trying through this and other mediums to get them not to publish what these people said. They can go ahead and publish the documentary. We can't stop them. But as far as these people are saying, don't put my image... on your documentary, and I think that is fair.
So, but they signed a document releasing those videos. What kind of leverage do they have, given the fact that they've already done that?
Well, you've heard them say there's a defense in law called non est factum, where if you do not understand the document that you are signing, that is a complete defense. And
oh, so they're not denying what they said is true.
No.
They just don't want their images used in the
documentary. Yeah, they're embarrassed about it.
Oh, too late for that. Sorry. It's already out.
They already knew who all these girls were because Vanity Fair has done that article on them.
Well, they did shit in his mouth, right?
Yes.
That's official?
Totally. That's not in dispute. That's not in dispute.
Who gives a damn what they look like?
Yeah, I don't... And any other dispute, I don't even care about. That is a... appears to be.
I like how the guy that committed the murder left the country.
I know.
Like right after the interview, after she pretty much confronts him, that two separate people told the documentary maker that you're the one that pulled the trigger. And she's like, oh, it's crazy. All right. No, I didn't do it. And the next thing you know, he's out of the country, left, and called her.
Did you see the guy who he killed, allegedly, his father on there?
Yeah, it was rough.
I know. I felt bad for him. But at the same time, his kid did poison all those dogs. I don't know. It's a pretty major dick move.
Of course.
How many dogs did he poison? Like 10 dogs?
Should you be murdered for poisoning dogs?
No, but I think poison somebody's dogs and there's something's coming.
Maybe you should get poisoned.
You're going to be retributed. And he had to go shoot the dogs, too. He had to go shoot his own dogs.
He didn't have
foaming
to.
At the mouth. Oh, he put them out of their misery.
Well, I don't know. They could have recovered. You don't know that.
I don't think veterinary science is very strong over there.
He also...
I don't think Mags or Layla would take to that, Mark.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, a human being should not be killed because he poisoned dogs. I don't think that's the proper response.
I might kill him.
Okay. Did you see that story in Madison Heights? That neighbor shot that couple's dog?
Yeah.
It was awful.
God, I know.
Look, I'm not advocating poisoning dogs.
Why was the dog barking?
You don't deserve to die. No, it jumped the fence.
He claimed the dog was, he was afraid of the dog. The dog charged him. So he went in his shed. And then he went from his shed into his house. So he's in his house. Does he call 911? Yeah. Does he call 911? No. He shoots the dog and then calls 911.
He thinks the dog's going to break into his house?
I guess so. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Today is October 5th. And.
You doing birthdays?
No. Oh. No birthdays allowed. No birthdays.
Yours is only 26 days away.
I knew that was coming.
Mark, he saw my
I know.
A letter from DMV about my registration.
Yeah, very excited.
You got a birthday coming. Maz is the only person I know who would ever put that together.
The only reason a DMV is going to get in touch with you is because it's almost your birthday.
The Beatles released Love Me Do on this day in 1962. It peaked at number 17 in the UK. But you know what? I was looking over a list on this one site of every number one song from every week from 1955 to 1985. Love Me Do was number one for a week when the Beatles had their string of... They had four straight number one hits in 1964. I Want to Hold Your Hand, Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, and She Loves You. And then somebody else had a number one, and then Love Me Do popped in there for 1 week as number one. They re-released it,
yeah,
and it just popped to number one for a week.
That was awesome. How about the B-side of all those records? There were hits on both sides of the record.
Hey Jude, Revolution.
Yeah. Oh, hey, unbelievable.
How about one of my favorites?
That was the first one that had the apple.
Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields.
Hey Jude. I think Hey Jude was the first one that had the apple. Later.
Was it? Yeah. Yeah, I think
sure,
you're right.
Pretty sure that was it.
Hey Jude.
Damn, they were good.
Well, that was really cool looking at that list, though, all the number ones in succession. Yeah. For like 66 and 67 are unbelievable how many great records there are those years.
That was that the second album?
Or that was the that was Meet the Beatles.
Meet the first one. That was their first album.
Yes. And then it's like every 12 weeks there's a new number one Beatles song.
Amazing.
They put out two singles a year that were not on albums, by the way.
Really?
No, they didn't put them on the albums.
I love 45s better than albums.
Why, you like having two songs instead of 12 songs?
No, I like collecting them.
I know, the covers were cool, too. Beatles had picture covers.
Good.
1965, on October the 5th, Johnny Cash busted with hundreds of pills crossing the border into the United States from Mexico. He went over the El Paso crossing, and they busted him. He was given a suspended jail sentence, a $1,000 fine.
I'm Johnny Cash.
And was branded a pill popper. 66, Jimi Hendrix, Noel Redding, and Mitch Mitchell played together for the first time as The Experience, and that was in the UK. He had done nothing but failure in the United States. For some reason, went over to London. That's where he really broke. 1970 in the state, Led Zeppelin III was released. It was number one in the UK and the US within 3 weeks. Sold 6 million copies in the US alone. 1974, October the 5th, remember Tubular Bells?
No.
The Exorcist theme?
Or Exorcist theme.
That's what it's called.
Tubular Bells? Yeah. Was number one, a rare instrumental number one, by the way. Sold 10 million copies. I didn't realize Tubular Bells was that big a hit, but it was.
No, Monster Mash.
Monster Mash. That was re-released like three times, wasn't it?
It's awesome.
You like Monster Mash?
I love it.
Man,
I made you play it on the show.
You like novelty songs? Yeah, like that's right. I forgot about that.
That's Bobby anyone. Boris
Maz
Pickett.
Is the only guy I know who likes novelty songs. How unique can you be?
Bobby Boris Pickett.
1989, this day, Motley Crue raised a played a warm-up gig for their Dr. Feelgood tour. They played at Whiskey A Go-Go, and they went by the name The Foreskins.
That seems appropriate.
In the year 2000, on October the 5th, the UK, the Top of the Pops issued their all-time top 40, their all-time greatest songs of all time.
What year?
Biggest hits. 2000. For, okay. I guess for the previous millennium or whatever. Number three was My Way by Frank Sinatra. Number two is She Loves You by the Beatles. And number one was Relax. Don't do
it. Oh, no. Frankie Goes to Hollywood
was number one. Relax. The
Beatles.
When you want to come.
When you want to come.
When you want to come. That was a hell of a song.
When you want to come.
This was huge in the discos back in the day. It wasn't disco. It was just
this guy's gay.
Oh, my God. Mark.
Wait, they were?
Yes, a little bit.
What year did this come out? This
85, I think.
This was like the this was like the first time. 85? Are you sure it was that long ago?
I think it was. Yeah.
So I would have been 9, and this I think was the first thing I realized that what gay was. Frankie goes, I'm not joking. My brother was like, these guys are gay. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, this was my introduction to gay, like, gay culture.
Welcome, Mark.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Welcome.
This song. Huh?
84.
Oh, 84. Okay. 84. You were 8. Did you know what it meant when they said, when you want to come?
Not till I came when I was 28 and heard the song again. When you want to come.
Why wasn't this song? I mean, some of the stuff that they did ban was less direct than this.
And this song was huge, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it was giant. Time, it was a big club tune. Let's see, what else?
That chick could still get you on the dance floor.
Oh, Benjamin Orr of the Cars died on this day in 2000.
Nobody knows who that is. They only know one.
He's a bass player. He sang a few songs.
They only know one.
A couple
of
their hits.
Cars.
Rick.
Here's a good one. On this day in 2006, a guy by the name of Jeffrey Borer, who owned the private jet company ExtraJet, was sentenced to 6 months of home detention for secretly videotaping Michael Jackson aboard his private jet.
Really?
Yeah. He admitted that he had installed two cameras on the jet that he usually had Jackson fly in when he rented him a jet.
What did Jackson
do? I don't know. What he did with the footage, though? Yeah. I mean, there had to be some crazy footage.
You have all the footage.
You have all the footage.
He's very mean.
We'd have Macaulay on this side, and what's the other kid's
Kieran
name?
Culkin on
Kieran
this side.
Kieran Culkin on this side.
We're all jammed in the bed.
With milk and cookies, jammed in the bed, and in the morning get up and take a hot air balloon. Woo!
My shoulder hurts.
I love that. His defense was that we had all the footage. That was his defense about how charming it was.
Talking with people on this side, my color cuck is on this side. My sister's in there. We're all just jamming the bed.
Fucking weirdo.
Oh no, it cuts off there.
Oh. Gross.
I'm going to sleep. I tuck them in. I put a little music on.
So sickening.
A little story time. Read a book.
This is
very sweet. Whoa. Put the fireplace on. Give them hot milk. You know, we have little cookies. It's very charming.
Very charming.
Very Ooh. Charming. A stranger, 50-year-old man tucking 12-year-olds into bed.
Does it smell good enough for you in there? How do you like the smell? Is it good?
Why are all our drops cut off? They're all shortened, aren't they?
Sound like shit, too.
It's weird.
That's just the good excuse to watch the Martin Bashir episode interview. Gavin.
2007 on this day, the recording industry won a key fight against a Minnesota woman who was found guilty of file sharing. They fined her $220,000 for
that
all the
Napster?
Files that she shared and the files of hers that were shared.
Oh, wow. God.
Did she pay it off?
I don't know. They didn't say. I was wondering the same thing. I wanted to look it up, but they didn't give her name.
That would be a fascinating documentary, the people that got charged with that crime and found.
Absolutely. There were a lot of people. Lot of people got charged. And then 2011, David Cassidy filed a multi-million-dollar suit against Sony for all his Partridge Family royalties and merchandise royalties.
Get him, Keith.
For lunch boxes and games and magazines and all
Tiger
kinds
Beat.
Of crap. You liked Keith Partridge?
I loved him. I love the Partridge Family. That's on my DVR.
Man, no one admits to loving the Partridge Family.
I do.
What's going on with
DVR?
You?
Yeah, I tape it.
You tape the show?
Yes.
You love how Bonaducci just rocks out on those skins?
On the bass? Oh, no, he plays the bass.
Who was the drummer?
Chris. He plays Chris. Tracy. Tracy.
No, Chris. Tracy played the tambourine.
Are you sure?
It was a little kid what I thought was the drummer.
Yeah.
Right?
Chris was his name.
No, it's a girl.
Tracy's the girl. She plays the tambourine.
Well, look at the band right here.
Maybe they changed the instruments season to season.
I don't think so. Well, it's Tracy on the drums.
I kind of like this song, actually.
It's a great song.
I like the
What's
covers.
His name singing on American Idol?
It's hit number one, man.
Back in his day. Cousin we used to talk to.
Christopher, or Peter Maroulis.
Yes.
What's the
Constantine.
Constantine Maroulis.
Drew, this was a number one hit.
I know. It was on the list. I was looking at the list.
Oh, it's Sugar Sugar by the Archies, if you remember. Yep.
How about Jingle Jangle by the Archies? Jingle Jangle? Come on, show the band. I want to see Tracy behind the skins. Reuben Kincaid.
He was great. Dave Madden.
Is that who who he sued? He sued Reuben Kincaid.
Shirley
Jones looks hot there, doesn't
She's
she?
She's good looking.
I know she
There
is.
You go, see? She's playing a tambourine.
Who's on the? That's a chick
that's
drumming, though.
No, Lori.
That's not a guy drumming.
Listen to me. Lori is on the keyboards. Why are
Who's
you challenging
drumming?
Me?
Who's drumming?
Chris.
Chris is a guy.
Yes.
That's a girl.
Where do you see a girl? Oh. Take it back.
Oh, you might be right, Maz. I'm sorry.
Okay. Tracy's on the tambourine. Chris is on the drums. Danny and Keith are on the guitars. And Lori's on the keyboard. And Shirley
is Danny playing
around.
Bass guitar? How ridiculous. Shirley Jones is gorgeous.
She was hot.
Wasn't she nailing Cassidy? Or no?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You remember the how she was related to David, right?
What? Stepmother. She's a stepmother.
Who was the father?
Oh, God. I know this. Who's the father?
Jack Cassidy.
Jack Cassidy. That's right.
He died in the fire. He died in the
fire.
Yeah,
he did. You're right.
Just some Partridge Family trivia for you.
What a waste of time.
I'm going to bring up my list of the number ones of all time, but I don't have my
One Bad Apple
down
is in there. That lasted for months.
One Bad Apple, the song?
From the Osmonds. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One Bad Apple. Don't spoil the whole bunch, yeah. Girl. Oh!
That was number one for one of the longest stints.
I don't care what they say. Where's my iPad?
Did you lose it?
You know what? We'll do it next time.
Oh.
It's okay. We're out of time anyway. The Osmonds. They were terrible. They didn't have
great.
One.
Oh, my God.
They were great. You like the Osmonds,
love
too?
Love the Osmonds.
Mass God.
Tom, do you have Room in Your Pants?
Oh, One Bad Apple. Play it, man.
Brian Forster, who played Chris Partridge, is the step-grandson of actor Alan Napier.
Oh,
was Alfred the Butler in Batman.
Alfred the Butler. That's how he got the gig, probably.
That's how he got the gig.
That's the stupidest connection
ever. Madge Blake, Aunt Harriet.
He's also the great-great-great-grandson of Charles Dickens.
Listen to that. Listen to Donny Osmond.
He sucks.
He's awesome.
And that stupid Jimmy Osmond, too, the little one.
Yeah, Jimmy.
He needed to be de-pantsed.
Well, he wasn't an Osmond. He was just an extra.
Like he wasn't an Osmond?
No, like Randy Jackson. Randy was the extra Jackson. He was the Jackson
Randy wasn't
six.
In the Jackson 5.
No, he was the Jackson 6. He was the sixth Jackson.
Randy Jackson Randy. Was never with the Jackson 5.
Yeah, Randy, the little brother.
Oh, that Jackson. I think that's the guy from American Idol.
No. Randy was Michael's little brother.
This conversation is so dumb, I might pull a Ralph Godby. See what he did today?
I saw that. He quit on the air.
Yeah, 15 minutes into his show on Superstation.
Well, did you see what the ownership said?
How about those billboards?
Hilarious.
Yeah. We have untrained talent, so they don't know how to quit.
Nice hiring untrained talent.
How did he quit on the air?
They have 45 air personalities.
Yeah.
They each have a billboard.
Yeah.
We couldn't get one. We got one billboard for our station.
That owner has a lot of money. He's got a ton of money for
his cable network. They're not getting any ratings.
Let's go on their station.
I think he likes to spend money. He's got,
I say we go on their station. What do you say?
No.
No, thanks. No?
I'm not getting paid here. Why would I go there and not get paid?
Because you get your own billboard. You can have your own picture. Each of us can have our own billboard. I'll take my kids. Look, your daddy's on the billboard.
I don't want to be on a billboard.
I want to be on a billboard. I do.
You don't want to be on a billboard.
Sure I do.
Do you want to be on a billboard?
Because, why not?
In lieu of being paid?
No, I want to be paid.
In lieu of being paid.
It could be on the opening, man, the grand reopening of I-96.
Godby also did like news on the TV station that that guy owned, too.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to be on the gospel station. That's why he quit. They wouldn't let him do a show on the gospel station.
Giving him a call.
Quit on the talk station.
That's a great way to get what you want by quitting the other thing that the guy owns.
No question. I'm sure he'll get what he wants. I'm sure he'll get his way.
Joke.
Man, has there been multiple references, by the way, since we've been doing the podcast? I've had three or four emails that somehow reference, usually through a joke, about having the party on I-96. It was about another road that was finished, though.
275.
About how, I wonder if Maz is at the party.
Oh, my God. I had people on a Facebook Live today saying we're going to bring roller skates to the next road opening.
If anyone doesn't know about this, we had a lengthy argument once on 105.1 because Mark and I were extolling the outrageousness of I-96 being finished, and they had a party on the freeway that was finished.
Night before it opened.
Which we thought was the dumbest thing in the history of parties, except then Maz comes and says, I'd go to that party.
I'd love it. To walk down a ramp? Come on.
You could go walk down a ramp now.
Why wouldn't you rather be in a nice, like, a nice club where there's a party?
Or a
with
park.
With bars and, you know, air conditioning and people dressed up and stuff.
I wouldn't mind. I'm just saying that would seem like a good, fun party. Could roller
on
skate
a highway?
On throw frisbee, play frisbee out there.
Why would you try to play frisbee in a park?
Yeah, in grass.
I'm a
if you skin
guy.
Your knee.
I'm a cement guy. No wonder you like the Silverdome so much.
I do. I like cement.
You like cement?
I do.
How often do you find parties on cement?
That's what I'm saying. That's why you take advantage of such a thing.
Tom's new failed business venture is going to be park
cement parties.
Cement.
Let me tell you about the Silverdome. That place should be turned into a park, a cement park. A
cement park.
It should be.
Tom Mazoway's cement park.
Cement park. When has there ever been a cement park?
Never.
That's why it's so genius.
It's one of a kind. Hey, I'll
no
tell you what.
No one's ever thought of it.
Tom, I'll give you some tickets. I'll meet you at the cement park. Try and find me.
You know the deals I can get on advertising from all these guys, these construction guys? Could really do well.
That's the other thing. Cement's expensive.
It is expensive as hell. I don't think it's going to work out very well financially for you, Maz. Because first of all,
think
I don't think
about this.
Going.
We'll never get rained out because it's not muddy and stuff like that. You go to the cement.
You better have good drainage.
I will have great drainage.
You're going to have massive all those.
I'll have
all
the
those
best
feet
cement
pounding
in town.
Around on that cement. You're going to have to patch it all the time.
I'll have the
you
best
have to wear
cement
knee pads
in town.
Everywhere in case they fall.
No, that's part of the deal. You
your
know
liability
deal is.
Insurance is going to be through the roof.
You know what the deal is.
Oh, you sign a waiver.
Sign a waiver.
Like going
to go to a party.
Skin your knee. You hit your head. You're on your own.
How are you going to keep all this paperwork, all these waivers? My God, your place is going to be overcome with waivers.
And at night, we show a drive-in movie.
What? On
wait,
cement?
Wait, so everybody has to vacate the park so the cars can
park? So you put your blankets down on cement?
No. You bring the chairs with you.
But everybody that's at the
so
park has
work.
To leave.
There's no work. There's no mud.
Yeah, what about the
you
people that are there for the party?
Wet.
The party people at the cement party have to vacate for the movie?
If you don't want to stay for the movie, get the hell out.
Can you at least lay down like AstroTurf?
No.
No. Not field cement. Turf.
No.
I think this venture is not going to succeed.
No, I'm
it's,
not invested.
It's
guessing.
A winner. Trust me.
Oh,
low overhead, too.
Miss. Low overhead. The cement's expensive as hell.
Once you put it in, you're good.
How do you decorate it? How do you decorate this party?
Chalk.
What do people do? Play Foursquare all night?
Hopscotch.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, something
that
would
I should have pulled a Ralph Godby.
I knew there'd be some intrigue by bringing Maz in tonight. I didn't know it would be that.
A Godby, by the way, totally opposite from a Jacina.
Yes.
What happened with that?
The one
what
in Jacina. Jacina is when Jacinaing in is when you're late for your show and you walk in and you join the conversation like you were always there.
In progress.
She used to do that in the morning.
When
we were listening, driving into our show, it started at 6. She started at 5, and we'd hear her entering the conversation.
I was there on mornings with Roberta because I used to do morning
drive. You knew she
back
came
then.
In late when it snowed.
All the time.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would just seen in all the time.
How about that?
The first time you'd hear her would be like, you know, after the sports, 16 after.
Well, Joe Donovan, you know.
She usually would just seen in around 7 or 8 after.
Yeah.
I know what I heard it, but she would call in at like 4:55 saying, And the snow is really creating problems here on Van Dyke, and it looks like 696 is backed up too. She'd act like she was paid to do a snow report or a travel report.
I don't blame her. That's pretty smart of her.
Actually, she was late driving in.
That's genius.
It is genius. No, it's good. What do you always say when there's a snowstorm? No need hurrying to your job.
Yeah.
Take your time. Granderson just made a hell of a play of the wall.
Oh, the Grandy man can.
He got hurt. Boom.
He had a few bombs this year.
Yeah, he had over 30. I think he tied a record or set a record. Fewest RBIs, most home runs. Or over 30.
He had 16 home runs and like 27 RBIs at one point.
Wow. Yeah, I think he had over 30 and only 57 on the year.
Oh, my God.
This team goes as Cespedes goes. The Mets go as he goes.
How's he going right now?
Doing pretty well. He got him there.
Blonde.
He got him
Who's
there.
Winning the game?
It's 0-0. It's actually a really good, really close game.
Okay. Mets and Giants, win or get your Cubs.
Maz, thanks for doing the Facebook Q&A.
Oh, I had a fun time today. Thanks.
If you haven't seen Maz's involved in Maz's Q&A, please do view it.
Facebook.
Give Maz some big numbers.
Hey, I'm looking for bowlers for my bowling league as well. Starting Wednesday, November 2nd.
Oh.
At Harbor
Wednesday,
Lanes.
Wednesday, November 2nd?
Yeah, we're starting then.
You're plugging something, Maz.
I am. I'm plugging. Look, it's Mazaway's Ball Busters.
You didn't get permission from the host to plug this.
I didn't mean to cut you in there with that.
What kind of bowlers are you looking for?
Anybody. Boys, girls, whatever.
What kind of league is this?
It's a fun league. $10 per person. That's it. 12 weeks.
$10, you bowl free the whole year?
Well, you bowl for $10 every Wednesday.
Oh, I see.
Plus the food is going to be really inexpensive.
What league? Where is it?
It's going to be at Harbor Lanes in the Shores, St. Clair Shores.
Oh, okay. How far a drive is that from here?
From here? I could be there in 20 minutes.
What's your average, man?
About a 195, 200.
Oh! So... You've got a ringer team already.
No, I don't have a ringer team.
Nope. Who's on your team?
I don't even really have a team yet. I'm just trying to get the bowlers in there, then we'll divvy up the teams.
Okay, Maz.
Joey said he might do it.
I didn't know Joey was a bowler.
Yeah, Joey said he wants to do it, him and his wife.
November 2nd. Okay, it's co-ed league.
Yes, co-ed.
Got it.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll catch you tomorrow with Trudy News.
Oh, Trudy's great on the show.
She does a great job, I agree. She loves doing it, too. She'd do more, but I don't want her to get kicked off. I'm afraid if she comes in too often, she'll draw attention, and they'll say, "Hey, you sure doing too many of those podcasts?"
She's definitely not typecast like me.
It's a good outlet for
her.
She's not typecast.
You've typecasted yourself.
Oh, that's you guys. You guys typecast.
No, typecast yourself.
Because I don't want to,
Mr. Sports.
Because I don't want to talk about
the Pistons' schedule, the
clowns, and all of that kind
Hammett.
Of stuff.
Clowns, scat sex,
scat sex. I mean,
You'd rather talk about Partridge Family?
Yeah, I can talk about anything. 60s, 70s, 80s.
Pistons schedule.
90s, Pistons schedule, release.
Lions scrimmage.
Lions scrimmage.
Maz, are you interested in Lions this year?
I am, but they're really disappointing.
You're going to stay interested in them?
I will.
They have no chance, Tom.
They're terrible.
They lost 3 games by 11
points. They have no chance, Tom.
You know what? I'm actually losing interest in the Lions. This is the first time it's ever happened to me.
Well, come on.
I'll watch the game. I'm just not that interested in it.
The loss at Chicago is the worst loss since, last year when they played in London and got killed by Atlanta.
Well, that's when they changed everything.
I know. So do it again. Blow it up. Caldwell is not a good coach, period.
They have way too many penalties. Way too many penalties.
Well, my God, do you ever stop talking?
Sorry.
And why is it they always have too many penalties, no matter who the coach is or what year it is? What is that?
You know what? Jim Schwartz is coming to town this week. Will he ride out on the shoulders of his players again?
Wait, Schwartz coaches for
coaches defensive. He's a defensive coordinator for the Eagles. Oh. You know, the Lions beat the hell out of him on Thanksgiving. They owe the Lions.
Totally different team though.
What happened to his Bills job?
Got
fired,
he got blown out. Because
Rob Ryan
That's right.
But remember, we pointed to these three games here. That easy home stretch where you have the Eagles, the Rams,
correct,
the Redskins, and now they're combined 9-2.
And your Tom Brady's coming back.
About time. So Deflategate's finally done.
I got him on my fantasy team, by the way.
Baby's got what you wanted.
You have him on your fantasy team? Sold out.
I hate him, but you know what? He's on my team now, so I forgive him.
All right.
Now I hope he sucks this year.
Thanks.
We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
See you, Mark.
See ya.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.